You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Welcome into FNB Field in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, as we get set for the fifth of six games here in the set between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Andre Magaro here counting you down to first pitch between Bowie and the Senators as the Bay Sox look for their second win this week on the road in Pennsylvania's capital. We're just about 20 minutes away from first pitch between Bowie and Harrisburg as we get you set for this one from City Island. As said, the Bay Sox are looking for just their second win this week. They're trying to find a way to get two wins this weekend and salvage a badly needed split in this frame. The Bay Sox yesterday looked like they were going to have a chance to pull even in the series, but relinquished an early lead in those middle innings and came up on the bad end of a 3-2 result. And it's been concerning trends for Bowie when it comes to the offense and the pitching staff alike. And both of those reared their heads in yesterday's defeat. It was a 3-2 defeat to Harrisburg yesterday evening after Bowie's really breakout offensive performance, an 11-2 win on Wednesday. But a situation early on where the Bay Sox were able to take the lead against starter Michael Cuevas. It was a second inning RBI, well, not an RBI, a double play ball hit into by Jacob Teeter after back-to-back hits from Zach Watson and Dante Williams. It allowed Watson to score on a 4-6-3 twin killing with runners at the corners and nobody out. Bay Sox took an early 1-0 lead. They were able to pad that lead in the fifth after Teeter walked and he was doubled home by Heston Kerstad, and that really got Bowie out to a fast start, but also particularly with the starting pitching of Garrett Stallings. They were able to protect that lead. Stallings, after a couple of rough starts out of the Bowie bullpen, was moved to the front end of the Bay Sox tandems and started yesterday's game. And he was really good, as he's been all season as a starter for the Bay Sox. He came in with a 2.40 ERA as a starter in three starts, very serviceable, and threw five shutout frames yesterday, only allowed two hits and one walk compared to five strikeouts. It was only one inning, really, where Harrisburg threatened to score a run against him, and that was in the second frame, but they managed to get the hitter in JT Arruda to ground out to Cesar Prieto to end that frame, and that allowed Bowie to stay in front and keep Harrisburg off the scoreboard yesterday. And Stallings pitched really good through five innings, but again, those middle frames really hurt the Bay Sox, but even prior to that was an opportunity for the Bowie bats to pick up more runs. The Bay Sox had the leadoff man on in a strand of five straight innings against Michael Cuevas, all the way from the second inning through the sixth inning, were only able to get two runs out of it. There was some impressive defensive play from Harrisburg in that time. There was a relay in the sixth inning that nabbed Cesar Prieto trying to score from first on a double from Zach Watson, and a couple of other good defensive plays in the field from Harrisburg. But at the end of the day, Bowie, despite getting two of those five runners across, just wasn't really able to add on in the later stages of that game, and it really hurt the Bay Sox as they went on in that one and only had a 2-0 lead to protect for Stallings. Because when Peter Van Loon came out of the bullpen into those middle innings in the back end of the tandem, he really struggled to find the strike zone early on in his outing after he allowed a leadoff base runner in the sixth inning via a double to Robert Hassel after falling behind him. He got two straight outs, and then Frankie Tostado came up and hit a two-run home run on the first pitch off of Van Loon that allowed Harrisburg to tie the game. Van Loon came in, struggled again in the seventh inning, allowed the first three to reach via two walks and an error from the third baseman Kobe Mayo. Now loaded the bases with nobody out, where Hassel was able to deliver an RBI single and gave Harrisburg the lead. So the combination of the back end of the tandems really struggling for the Bay Sox, and the continued struggle when it comes to runner and scoring position for Bowie really did them in, as the Harrisburg bullpen was able to see it out the rest of the way. The tandems have been an issue for Bowie. Starting pitching now has an ERA even at 3 on the season. That's one of the higher marks in the Eastern League. They also have 145 strikeouts and 126 innings. But when those starters come in the back end of those tandems is where Bowie has really struggled. An ERA easily north of 6, and the strikeout stuff has played down for them as well. And that is really where the Bay Sox have lost a lot of their steam in the middle innings of this game. So that's something that Bowie will be hoping to right as time goes on. Maybe a movement away from the tandems as often. It's going to be really hard to do because you have so much of your staff with starting pitching experience that you need to get their innings. So it's going to be interesting to see if Bowie can try to find a way to balance that and find a way to get them offensive momentum going as well. The Bay Sox are struggling with runners in scoring position, as we mentioned, this season in this series. 239 team average entering tonight for Bowie. That's the third highest mark in the Eastern League. Nothing to scoff at, but their 217 average with runners in scoring position is the third worst in the league. And on top of that, they're hitting just 132 with runners in scoring position in this series. That's a 5-for-38 mark. And remember, they scored 11 runs on Wednesday. That inflated that number quite a bit. So Bowie will be looking to get back on track tonight. 9-20 on the season, last place in the Southwest Division. They're 6.5 games out of first in what is a logjam, 5-1 in the rest of that division. Harrisburg sits in fifth place at 14-16. They're only 2 games out of first. Altoona, a game and a half back. They are 14-15. Akron, 1 game back in third. They're 500. Richmond has fallen to second place today after falling to Erie again. They're a half game back at 16-15, and the Seawolves lead the pack at 17-15. To get you set for today's game, it was a dreary day here in Pennsylvania's capital. Plenty of rain in the early afternoon hours, in the morning as well. But it subsided as we got our way to the mid-afternoon. The tarp came off around 4 o'clock, and it looks like we're going to be set to go. There is a small chance of maybe some more light showers towards the beginning of this one, but after that, the chance for rain decreases significantly. Temperature in the mid-60s, currently at 67 degrees here at the ballpark. There are overcast skies, not too much wind to speak of as we get set for first pitch between Harrisburg and Bowie. Starting lineup tonight for the Bay Sox, he's Heston Kerstad lead off. Kobe Mayo will bat second. Mark Colesvery coming back in will hit third and do the catching. John Rhodes is back in the lineup tonight for Bowie after a brief stint on the injured list. He hits cleanup. Dante Williams, fifth. Billy Cook, sixth. Jacob Teeter, seventh. Anthony Servidio will bat eighth. And Nolberth Romero comes in after getting his off day yesterday, entering late as a pinch runner and batting ninth. Alemal Hernandez, the left-hander, gets the ball for Harrisburg. Not a lot on Hernandez, who's making his return to the minor leagues this season after not pitching here since 2019. He had a handful of appearances in high A, didn't start any of them, only went 10 innings and gave up 10 earned runs on 14 hits. So somebody that's going to be consistently in the zone, but also has shown to be very hittable so far here. But Harrisburg in a bind in their rotation. They call up Hernandez yesterday, add him to the roster. He gets to start tonight. We'll see if the Bay Sox bats can answer the call here this evening. On the mound for Bowie is Chase McDermott. He faces this Harrisburg lineup as Robert Hassel set to lead off. Yasiel Antuna, the switch hitter, comes in and bats second. Blake Rutherford will bat third. Frankie Tostado does the duties in the cleanup spot. Trey Harris hits fifth. The switch hitting catcher, Drew Millis, sixth. Leonel Valera hits seventh. First start of the series for Jackson Clough at second base. He bats from the left side and hits eighth before another right-hander, Jose Sanchez, rounds it out. Only 3 true righties in the lineup for Harrisburg, so it's going to be very lefty heavy for the right-hander Chase McDermott, who's 2-2 on the season and looking for win number 3, a 2.84 ERA. He's been one of the best strikeout arms in the Eastern League. McDermott, who had 2 very strong starts in the back end of the homestand against Erie with a combined 16 strikeouts, will be looking for more of that here tonight. We're going to step aside on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, and when we come back, we'll take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, some early action across the league, and we'll get you set when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Another patient first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back Back here at FMB Field in Harrisburg, the DCA Imaging Systems pregame as we get you set for first pitch between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Harrisburg Senators. Lots of early action going on around the Eastern League. We'll give you a little look at it right now. First of all, the final score in Erie as the Seawolves have taken five straight from the Richmond Flying Squirrels to take their spot at the top of the Southwest Division standings. Erie won an early start time today by a 4-2 final score, scoring two in the sixth, one in the eighth, to help take that one over Richmond. The Seawolves are now 17-15. Richmond falls to 16-15. Another early final today from Binghamton as the Rumble Ponies fall to the Hartford Yard Goats by a 6-5 final score. Another home run for Hunter Goodman gives him an Eastern League leading 11 in that one. Somerset takes down Portland to move within a half game of first place in the Northeast Division standings. Those two teams will battle for the top spot tomorrow in their series finale. Somerset wins 6-2 today. Late start in Altoona due to a rain delay, but right now the Curve have a 2-0 lead on the Akron Rubber Ducks in the top of the fifth as that one stands. And another late start will be in Reading today, 6:45 p.m. Eastern, first pitch between the Fightins and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Here in Harrisburg, the Bay Sox get set for their fifth game of six against the Senators, looking for their second win in Bowie, trying to start some momentum up those standings. A very crowded Southwest Division, and still an opportunity here if the Bay Sox can get hot. We'll give you a last look at lineups to get you set for first pitch when we come back here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back at FMB Field in Harrisburg, overcast day, but the Bay Sox are set for their fifth game of six against the Harrisburg Senators. We'll give you a last look at lineups here before we get you started. First for the Bay Sox, Heston Kerstad will lead things off for Bowie, playing first base tonight, batting from the left side. Kobe Mayo hits second and plays third base, and then the second of three straight righties is Mark Clozeveri getting his second start here in the three-hole doing the catching. John Rhodes is back in the lineup tonight after a brief stint on the injured list. He plays right field and bats fourth. Turning things back around to the left side is Dante Williams. He's in center field, batting fifth. The right-handed bat of Billy Cook in left field, hitting sixth. Back-to-back lefties with Jacob Teeter, the designated hitter, and Anthony Servideo at shortstop. Nolberth Romero, the nine-hole hitter, rounds things out against Alimao Hernandez, who's making his Double-A debut tonight for Harrisburg. The Senators' starting lineup begins with left-handed hitting Robert Hassel, the third, in center field. Yasiel Antuna, the switch-hitting DH, that's second. Blake Rutherford from the left side in right field, hitting third. Another lefty, Frankie Tostado, at first base in the cleanup spot. Trey Harris hits fifth and plays left field. He bats from the right side before the switch-hitting catcher, Drew Millis, bats sixth. Then another righty, the third of only three true righties. Lionel Valera plays shortstop, hits seventh. Jackson Clough gets his first start of the series, batting from the left side at second base. And then Jose Sanchez rounds things out at ninth, playing third. Against Chase McDermott on the mound for the Bay Sox, the hard-throwing right-hander, looking for another strong start. Two starts last week against the Erie Seawolves. Both were stellar. 16 combined strikeouts, including a double-A career-high 9 last Sunday. He's 2-2 on the season with a 2.84 ERA. And again, looking for another strong start as Bowie has dropped 7 of its last 10. They've dropped 3 of the first 4 in this series, but still a chance to split. And hey, You want to come back into this first half race. It has to start somewhere, and the Bay Sox will be hoping that it starts here with a win tonight. Again, another look at your Southwest Division standings. Bay Sox 9-20 on the season. They're 6.5 back. Harrisburg in fifth is 14-16. They're only two back, though, crowded towards the top. The Senators are on the field. We'll get set with first pitch when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from FNB Field. It's game five of this six-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening alongside Andre Magero. I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Pennsylvania's capital. And as Alemão Hernández warms on the mound for the Senators, the starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at first base, it's Esten Kerstad, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Mark Closevery is the catcher batting third. John Rhodes in right field cleans up. Dante Williams in center field bats fifth. Billy Cook in left field sixth. Jacob Teeter is the designated hitter batting seventh. Anthony Servideo, the shortstop, bats eighth. And Nolberth Romero is at second base batting ninth. The Bay Sox is the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 9-20 on the season, a one-game losing streak, 3-7 over their last 10, 4-8 when playing on the road. Again, their lineup features Kerstad, Mayo, Closevery, Rhodes, Williams, Cook, Teeter, Servideo, and Romero, all to face off against Hernandez on the mound. FNB Field here in Harrisburg, 325 feet down the line to both left and right field, 400 feet to straightaway center field. The alleys in left and right are 405 feet. They're the deepest parts of the ballpark, and they're very triple-friendly. We've already seen plenty of those this week from the Bay Sox. As we've got some cloudy skies, the lights already on here to supplement the partial lack of sunlight. Really our first non-beautiful day of the series so far. We've been very spoiled, very fortunate over these last 5 days here in Pennsylvania. As Kerstad digs in, left-hander is hitting .302 on the season, a .1048 OPS in 27 games. Five doubles, three triples, nine homers, 16 runs batted in. First pitch in from Hernandez, and it's a fastball called for strike in the lower inside corner. And we're underway at 5:59 p.m. on a 64-degree overcast day here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The 0-1 pitch, and Kerstad bounces it foul off of his... Was that the right ankle? Count goes to nothing and two.
But it's a new starter that the Bay Sox are going to have to tangle with. Alimo Hernandez is a bit of a question mark, considering his lack of time in the Nats system. 0-2 pitch, and Kerstad fouls it off back to the screen. Count stays at nothing and two. We'll break down Hernandez more in depth in a bit, but this is only his fifth appearance in the Nationals organization and his Double-A debut to boot. As the infield is shaded on the pull side for Kerstad, another 0-2 pitch is popped up. On the infield left side, backing out slowly the shortstop Valera, and he sidesteps to his right in shallow center field to make the catch. One down. Let's tell you about the rest of the defense for Harrisburg. From left to right of the outfield, you've got Trey Harris, Robert Hassel, Blake Rutherford. Jose Sanchez is at third, Leonel Valera at short. Jackson Clough at second, Frankie Tostada at first, and Drew Millis catches behind the plate for Alimo Hernandez on the mound. Here's Kobe Mayo, 265 average, a 905 OPS in 28 games, 9 doubles, a triple, 4 homers, 12 runs batted in. First pitch in from the left-hander, and Mayo watches fastball, called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one to start. Hernandez, all that we've really got on him is his biographical stats and his numbers with high A. Next pitch misses down. A little bouncer, and it runs the count even at a ball and a strike. A 5'8", 187-pound, 23-year-old left-hander from Guadalajara, Mexico. It's in the Mexican state Jalisco. He was signed as a minor league free agent just this past March. Next offering, and Mayo swings and misses at an off-speed. Count quickly goes to nothing and two. But Hernandez, making his Double-A debut, is a former Los Angeles Dodgers farmhand. He was an international free agent signed and played with the Dodgers until 2019. Next offering, a Baltimore chop. High bouncer out towards second. Charging Clough. Second baseman makes the catch and fires sidearm to first just in time to retire Mayo 4-3. That ball bounced probably about 20, 30 feet in the air. And Mayo eventually thrown out. There's two gone. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Pete Talkington at third base. Paul Romer is at first, and Jae Young Kim calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. Here's Mark Closevery. First pitch in, and the right-hander pops it foul out of play right side. Nothing and one to start. Closevery 1-for-4 yesterday in his first appearance with the Bay Sox. Hernandez made 4 appearances all in relief with Washington's high A affiliate Wilmington. He gave up 10 earned runs in 10 innings, 14 total hits, 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses just a bit high, not sure how much that one missed, but probably plays into Closevery's height, only 5'7 for the catcher, and it's one ball and one strike. Bases empty, two away in a scoreless top of the first. Next pitch in from Hernandez, and Closevery swings and misses at a changeup down. It's one ball and two strikes. Hernandez only struck out 8 batters and walked 1 in his 10 innings with Wilmington. He compiled a 1-1 record. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball, called strike 3. Hits the upper inside corner, and Hernandez retires the side in order here in his Double-A debut. Bottom of the first coming up. Bowie nothing. Harrisburg set to bat on Capital Gold WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
The Bowie Bay Sox go down in order in the top of the first inning as they try to get back into a winning path. We move to the bottom of the first here at F&B Field in Harrisburg. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis. And as Chase McDermott warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Senators that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, it's Robert Hassel III, followed by Yasiel Antuna, the DH, batting second. Blake Rutherford in right field bats third. Frankie Tostado at first base cleans up. Trey Harris in left field bats fifth. Drew Millis catches, bats sixth. Leonel Valera is the shortstop, batting seventh. Jackson Clough at second base, bats eighth. Jose Sanchez is at third base, batting ninth. Senators at the Double-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. They're managed by Delino DeShields, assisted by Joel Hanrahan, Tim Doherty, and Oscar Salazar. Harrisburg is 14-16 on the season, a one-game winning streak. 5-5 over their last 10, 8-7 when playing in front of home crowds. Again, the Senators lineup features Robert Hassel, Yasiel Antuna, and Blake Rutherford, Frankie Tostado, Trey Harris, and Drew Millis, Lionel Valera, Jackson Clough, and Jose Sanchez, all to face off against Chase McDermott on the mound. As the Bay Sox had a 2-0 lead early in yesterday's game, they got plenty of base hits. First six innings all featured at least one base hit. They all featured at least one base runner to lead off an inning as well. But Bowie was only able to scrape across two total runs, three runs in the sixth and seventh innings combined for Harrisburg, took away the Bay Sox opportunity as they dropped their sixth one-run game of the season, fell 3-2. Robert Hassel III will dig in as we get going in the bottom of the first. First pitch in from Chase McDermott is a fastball at 95, misses down and in. Count starts out at 1-0. 333 average for Hassel, an 895 OPS in nine games. Three doubles, a triple, no homers, three RBI. Next pitch, lifted in the air, deep left center field. Cook, running back, warning track, looking for the wall, and in the cranny, up at the 335 sign, where the short porch cuts back. Cook is able to camp and make the catch. That was a close one. You send it just a little bit further left, and it's out of here. But instead, it's a flyout. Let's tell you about the rest of the Bowie defense. Left to right in the outfield, Cook, Dante Williams, John Rhodes, Kobe Mayo at third, Anthony Servideo at short, Nolberth Romero at second, Heston Kerstad at first, Mark Closeberry the catcher. Here's Yasiel Antuna at the plate. First pitch to him is an off-speed. The curveball called for strike at the knees, nothing and one to start. Antuna, a 156 average, a 538 OPS in 25 games. Next pitch, bounced to short. Servideo right there, gloves between the legs on two hops and throws to first base. 6-3 put out, suddenly two gone. Harrisburg, for the first time this series, is wearing their home whites. White pants, red cap, and the red Senators on the front side. Bay Sox in their alternate blacks today. They've got gray pants and a black cap. Black jersey features the cursive orange Bay Sox and the teal shoulder stripe. Here's Blake Rutherford. First pitch, a fastball to the left-hander called for strike at 96. Outside half starts it at nothing and one. 265 average for Rutherford, a 924 OPS in nine games. The 0-1 pitch, and it's lined to second, but through the gap a base hit. First base hit, base runner as well for either side in today's game as Rutherford collects a two-out single. After going hitless yesterday, he's now got base hits in four of his last five games for the Sens. And now Frankie Tostado, who put a bit of a dagger into the back of Peter Van Loon yesterday with his only hit of the series. Tostado's two-run home run tied the game and eventually turned the tides against Bowie in that one-run loss. 222 average for Tostado, 731 OPS in 22 games. Two doubles, no triples, three homers, 15 ribby. First pitch, he checks his swing and a high fastball. Appeal to the base umpire, says he held up. It's 1-0 to start. Chase McDermott, 6'3", 197-pound right-hander, traded over from Houston at the deadline last season, the Trey Mancini deal. On the season for Bowie, a 2-2 record, a 2.84 ERA. He steps off the back of the rubber, but doesn't throw to first base. Rutherford has attempted one steal this season. He was successful. 25 and a third innings for McDermott in six appearances, four starts. 36 strikeouts, 12 walks. He's second on the team in strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. Fouled off behind the screen. Runs the count even at one ball and one strike. Coming off of a sublime start against Erie last week. Five innings, two hits, two runs, one walk, a season's high nine strikeouts. One shy of tying a career high that he set back when he was in the Astros system. 1-1 pitch. Called strike. Fastball at 95. Skims the inside half of the plate, and it's one ball and two strikes. McDermott has been working with that quick rhythm. Started putting it together at the start of the season. He was anxious coming out of the gate when pitching in relief on opening day. Helped the Bay Sox spin that 8-0 shutout against Hartford. It worked for him then, and he's just kept it going. That's what's helped him hold an ERA south of 3. Doesn't give batters really much time to breathe. Runner at first, two away. The 1-2 pitch. Line drive off of the mound and into center field for a base hit. It's going to be picked by Williams. The runner's trying to go first to third, but Williams didn't expect it. He held up, and Rutherford will get to third safely. Really felt like Williams would have had a chance to throw out Rutherford if he had timed up that transfer properly, but Tostado picks up the hit. Hits in back-to-back games for him, and they stand at the corners here with two outs. With Trey Harris stepping into the box. And McDermott's last start was strong. He struck out the first four batters while facing Erie, but then allowed a single and a two-run home run in the second inning. A lot of the damage that McDermott has been dealt this season has been isolated within individual frames. First pitch to Trey Harris, right-hander, watches down and away. 1-0 to start. Back-to-back first pitch balls for McDermott. Three of the five batters he's faced have started ahead 1-0. 353 average for Harris, a 951 OPS in 15 games. Next offering, and he fouls it off behind home plate. One ball, one strike. Six doubles for Harris, one triple, no homers. Three runs batted in. Runners at the corners. Two away here in a scoreless bottom of the first. Out of the stretch, McDermott comes set, holds ball in glove, tilted to the right side of his waist. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down and away. One ball and two strikes. And McDermott gave up the home run his last outing. The time before that, still facing Erie, he gave up two home runs in the second inning. The only three home runs he's allowed this year. 1-2 pitch, line drive, foul. First base side gets out of play easily, and the count stays at a ball and two strikes on that 95-mile-an-hour fastball up and away. But a lengthy inning so far for McDermott, just in terms of batter's face. That was actually only his 14th pitch. As he throws to first, no slide. It was a very short lead for Tostado, who's been thrown out on his only stolen base attempt this season. McDermott sets again, a very quick and closed stretch. Another 1-2, down and away. Off speed, runs the count even at two balls and two strikes. It's a four-pitch mix for McDermott. Four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. He's really made strides on the curveball too recently. 2-2. Fastball just missed outside. Count runs full. Harris on the season. 2-for-7 on full counts. 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. One of only three right-handers that McDermott's going to face today. Runner at first gets a jump. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slider down and away. McDermott holds on, strands runners at the corners, and sends us to the second. Still a scoreless game. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
It's another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. Get the weekend started on the 19th with another glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. Don't miss out on another spectacular fireworks show on Saturday the 20th. And on Sunday the 21st, it's Bark in the Park. With every ticket purchased, your four-legged friend can join for free. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, once again, welcome back to Harrisburg. Alongside Andre Magero, Matt Sabatis with you from FNB Field as we sit scoreless moving into the second inning. Alamau Hernandez continues to work, fired 12 pitches to set down the side in order, a kickoff his AA debut. He faces John Rhodes here to start the second. Cleanup batter hitting 213 this season, a 601 OPS. First pitch of fastball misses high, and the count starts out at 1-0. Rhodes activated from the injured list just before this game. Went down after fouling a ball off of his left leg earlier this month. Next pitch swung on and missed down. Off speed, runs the count even at a ball and a strike. 17 games for Rhodes. Three doubles, no triples, a homer. 14 runs batted in. As Hernandez snaps set and fires in the 1-1, Rhodes watches fastball miss high. And the count goes to 2-1. Seems like a very short strike zone so far. I had mentioned it for Mark Close very earlier. While he is only 5'7", John Rhodes is 6 foot. And some of these pitches really look like they're hitting at the letters. But going for called ball. Here's the 2-1. Down and away. And it's 3-1. First 3-ball count for Hernandez. It's actually the first 2-ball count as well. But a scoreless game. Harrisburg picked up 2 singles in the bottom of the first. But Chase McDermott stranded them. Used 17 pitches for the frame. And time called. Rhodes had asked for it just as Hernandez had come set. So we'll wait on the next offering. Hernandez signed as an international free agent by the Dodgers in 2017. Fires the 3-1, and Rhodes nearly takes it at the chin. Backs out of the way at the last moment. It's ball four. So Hernandez walks the first batter. Leadoff base runner for Bowie, something they did in 6 of the 9 innings they played yesterday. Of those 6, only 2 of them scored. Want to see that change here as Dante Williams steps into the box. Hey, Hernandez had 3 seasons in the Dodgers organization, but none of them were in full season ball. 2017, he was in the Dominican. As the first pitch to Dante Williams misses down and away, 1-0 to start. 145 average for Williams, 488 OPS in 24 games. 4 doubles, 1 triple, still no homers yet this year, 11 runs batted in. Runner at first, none out in the top of the second, a scoreless game. Hernandez sends in, and Williams swings and misses. Fastball outside, 1-1. And Williams spent his first season in the Dominican as a starter. Then his second season, 2018, he was a reliever. What was Frankie Tostado just doing there? Oh, it looked like John Rhodes dropped something. Blown away in the wind, and Tostado was just being a good Samaritan, going to grab it for him. 1-1 pitch. Williams flinches in a called strike. Fastball inside, runs the count to 1-2. Yeah, Hernandez pitched in the Arizona League, the rookie league, in 2018, then got up to the Pioneer League, which was still rookie level, in 2019. Pitched for the Ogden Raptors. 1-2 pitch, no. Toss back to first. Left-hander on the mound, got to expect that sometimes. I don't think the Raptors exist anymore. Of course, the entire Pioneer League got shifted into a Major League Baseball draft league. 1-2 pitch, Williams watches it miss under the knees. Count goes even at 2-2. Similar style league to what the former High A affiliate of Baltimore, Frederick, is a part of now. Hernandez comes set, the 2-2 offering, and it misses down and away, runs the count full. Hernandez pitched in his native Mexico for a handful of years, for being signed by Washington ahead of this season. Started the year with High A Wilmington, pitched in relief, and picking up this spot start here at Double A today. 3-2 pitch, Williams watches called strike 3. Middle of the plate, just above the knees. Good pitch by Hernandez. Williams thought he'd get another pitch outside after running it full, but that wasn't the case. Second strikeout, first out here in the second inning. And now Billy Cook to bat. 185 average for Cook, a 587 OPS in 25 games. 3 doubles, 0 triples, 3 homers, 13 runs batted in. First pitch, right-hander, takes a half swing and pokes it out toward the right side. That's going to sneak through into right field for a base hit. Cook just throws his arms up and says, hey, whatever, I'll take it. That's a single for Cook. It's in 3 straight games, 8 of his last 9. And it very much helped that they were shaded on the pull side for the right-handed hitter. So the second baseman, Jackson Clough, was near second base. And since John Rhodes was on first, Frankie Tostado had to hold him there. A massive gap for Cook to just take that little tapper that left the bat at 56 miles an hour into no man's land. Puts them at first and second with one away for Jacob Teeter. First pitch into the lefty, and Teeter watches fastball miss down and away. It's 1-0 to start. 188 average for Teeter, a 494 OPS in 21 games. 1 double, 0 triples, 0 homers, 2 runs batted in. Hernandez sets. 1-0. And it's called a strike. Lower inside corner, 1-1. The key question today is going to be how long Hernandez goes. 3 innings is my estimate of a max. Official scorer for Harrisburg already has his little spy camera on for the Harrisburg bullpen, considering it's a bit of an obstructed view. He wants to make sure he catches anybody that hops up to warm. Next pitch into Teeter is called a strike at the knees, and it's 1-2 now. Teeter 4-10 this week. 1-3 yesterday. Did bring home a run. Didn't get an RBI, though, because he did it while hitting into a double play. But he walked and scored as well. Now the 1-2 pitch. Teeter reaches for a pitch in the dirt. Strike three. That was a slider. Nowhere close. Third strikeout for Hernandez on the first seven batters he's seen. And now here's Anthony Servideo. 182 average for Servideo. 424 OPS in 10 games. Two doubles, no triples, no homers. One run batted in. Infield shaded on the pull side. Lefty-on-lefty matchup in the first pitch. Servideo watches his fastball, called for strike. Upper outside corner, it's nothing and one. Now, of course, the quote-unquote scouting reports that we're able to get ahead of this game might not be the most reliable, considering that Hernandez has only pitched four games this season at the lower-level affiliate that doesn't have much media coverage. But from what we were told, it's hanging true as the 0-1 pitch is lifted in the air, left center field, fairly deep, sends Harris back, but he's going to get there, turn around at the last moment and make the catch. And that was that Hernandez does not throw it very fast. He's yet to reach 90 today. But he does set down the side quietly, straining two runners in the process. We go to the bottom of the second here in Harrisburg. A scoreless game on Capital Gold, WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new Rofo Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the Rofo Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new Rofo Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new Rofo Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Bottom of the second here in Harrisburg, still scoreless, Bowie and Harrisburg. Chase McDermott faces Drew Millis to start the frame. First pitch to the switch-hitting catcher is a curveball that misses too far inside, and the count starts out at 1-0. Millis, Leonel Valera, and then Jackson Clough to bat. 339 average for Millis this season. Next pitch, a fastball, misses too high. Bit inside as well. I think Millis oversold it. Count to 2-2. 929 OPS for Millis in 20 games. Two doubles, no triples, two homers. Eight runs batted in. Next offering. Too far down and inside. And it's 3-0. Second consecutive three-ball count that McDermott has worked. He struck out Trey Harris on a full count to end the first inning. 3-0 pitch. Fastball called for strike. Close to the middle. A little bit down and away. And it's 3-1. 17 pitches for McDermott in the first. He stranded runners at the corners after getting two quick outs. 3-1, and it's line foul. It's into one of the suite levels of the dugout section there. It's just to the next, to the left there of the Bay Sox dugout if you're sitting in the dugout. Seen a couple of those. I don't know. I never know how I'd feel at an angle there on the third base side next to the dugout. I guess it'd still be a fun way to take in a game. But it does run the count full. McDermott with a chance to bounce back. Fires the 3-2. Down and in, ball four. Lost him. Started ahead 3-0. Worked it full. But walks his first batter. McDermott's always been pretty liable to run it even at about two walks per outing. I mean, the numbers back that up pretty succinctly. 12 walks and 6 appearances. Here's Leonel Valera. 143 average, 431 OPS. Just an anagram there. First pitch. And it's bounced to short. Chance for two. Servideo gloves from an E. On to Romero. Back to first for Kerstad. But Kerstad did not make the catch. It's off of his glove. I think that might have bounced out of play. Oh, no. It was backed up by Closeveri. Excellent job by Closeveri to hold on to that one. Getting all the way over to first base in time. It's a bit of an obstruction to see all of foul territory at this vantage point, so I literally didn't even see Closeveri until he just started walking out from out of our view, suddenly appearing. So it's just going to be a routine fielder's choice that eliminates Millis, 6-4. Valera replaces him at first base, and there's one out in the inning with Jackson Clough up to bat. Third base plays in against the left-hander, first pitch, and Clough smokes it foul. Nothing in one to start. 133 average for Clough. It's his first start this week. 600 OPS in 17 games, a double, a triple, a homer, 4 runs batted in. Scoreless game, bottom two. McDermott snaps set. Delivers, and it's again fouled off. Run it to nothing and two. Much quieter crowd this evening here at FNB Field in Harrisburg, but obviously more factors playing into that one considering what they had going on yesterday with a couple of big giveaways, some schools in attendance, and weather, too. 0-2 pitch bounces in, kept in front by Closeveri. It's 1-2. Now, this ballpark's well-designed to get the fans loud and keep a good atmosphere going. We've got those cantilever rooftops above the upper level of stands. That always helps reflect sound and keep fans dry. 1-2 pitch. Fastball smoked out to deep right field. This one is gone. Jackson Clough hits his second home run of the season, a 2-run blast. And it's 2-0 Senators here in the second. 103 miles an hour exit velocity and 364 feet from home plate. Series started with Harrisburg having the fewest home runs in the Eastern League. The Bay Sox have continually let them hammer them. The fourth home run this week for Harrisburg. So Jose Sanchez steps in now. First pitch into the right-hander. And it's a curveball. Misses too far inside. 1-0 to start. Fourth home run allowed by McDermott. All four of them have been to left-handed batters. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Check swing. Curveball down and away. Appeal to the base umpire. Says Sanchez held up. 2-0. 189 average for Sanchez, a 507 OPS in 23 games. 3 doubles, no triples or homers. 7 runs batted in. 2-0. Fastball misses high, and just like the inning started, it's a 3-0 count. And double play could have been helpful for the Bay Sox. As the 3-0. Here's a fastball right down the gut. 3 balls and 1 strike. Already said it a couple of times today, though. McDermott's done a good job this season at holding his damage to just one particular inning. Next pitch, though, misses up and in. And that's ball four. Second walk of the frame for McDermott. And even when he does limit his damage, the damage itself is usually minimal. McDermott allowed 3 earned runs. Not this past Tuesday, but the Tuesday prior when Erie was in town. And that was the season's high. It's going to lead to a mound visit with pitching coach Forrest Hermann to see what's up. Walk you through some of the Eastern League, see how we're looking at tonight. Already a couple of day games in the books. Somerset taking down Portland 6-2. A 4-run third inning, doing most of the load carrying in that one. 4-2 win for the Erie Seawolves. Their winners of five straight and really creeping up on the Richmond Flying Squirrels right now, only a half game out. While Hartford now, well, actually they just took down Binghamton 6-5. It was knotted at 5 going into the ninth when Hartford was able to sneak ahead. They're going to get underway soon in Reading. That's the Fisher Cats and the Fightins. And then Altoona is trying to fend off Akron right now. They lead 4-3 halfway through the sixth. Back to the top of the lineup in Robert Hassel. First pitch into the lefty, and it's a fastball for called strike. Count opens up at nothing and one. Strike ratio seems fine so far for McDermott. Would maybe like to see a little bit higher. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This is down and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. And he's at 35 pitches so far, 21 of them going for strikes. 1-1. An interesting look, a square to bunt for Hassel, but he pulled back with plenty of time to spare as the pitch went well up and away. Two balls and one strike with runner at first, still only one out here in the bottom of the second, a 2-0 Harrisburg lead. McDermott brings home again, and Hassel watches fastball just miss inside. Three balls and one strike. This has been a shaky inning for McDermott. Hitter's count, and the next pitch is bounced to first. Kerstad gloves, grabs it fair, taps first, throws to second. Did they get the tag down? Servideo gets it. That's a backwards double play. Three unassisted six to take down Sanchez. That's the second one that Hassel has hit into this season, and it minimizes the damage, something Chase McDermott is excellent at. Two-run home run, though, does make it 2-0 Harrisburg. Back after this on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
Well, fans, don't forget about the upcoming glow-in-the-park event at Prince George's Stadium. First one was a big hit. Friday, May 19th, for 750 fans will get a free light-up item to go with a post-game light show. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. Very fun event. We're on to the third inning. Bay Sox trail 2-0, and Nolberth Romero leads off. The number 9 batter for Bowie, first pitch. And he flinches on a fastball high. Call it for ball, 1-0 to start. Alamo Hernandez continues on the mound, 30 pitches through two scoreless innings so far, one walk, one hit, three strikeouts. 1-0 pitch, and it misses down and away again, two balls and no strikes. Romero on the season, 121 average, 323 OPS in 11 games, one double, no triples, no homers, two runs batted in. Hernandez sets, fires in, and Romero fouls it off. It was a little bit too low on a high fastball, and it's 2-1. I was bringing it up at the tail end of the second inning how, well, the scouting report on Hernandez may not be too robust and maybe not even be very reliable. What we did hear is proving to be accurate as the 2-1 pitch. Misses under the knees. Count goes to 3-1. Doesn't seem like a heavy mix. Fastball, changeup, maybe a curve. And the fastball doesn't even get to 90. Usually tops out around 88. And that's pretty much been on the money, that notion. 3-1. Hammer out toward deep left field. Harris looks back. There it goes. Nolberth Romero says goodbye. His first double-A home run is a leadoff shot here in the third. Bay Sox get one back. It's 2-1. What do we got on that? 105 miles an hour and on the nose. 400 feet away from home plate for Nolberth Romero. Even without that short porch in left field, he would have cleared it. That's what Bowie needs to get going. Don't want to roll over once things get a little tough, and now Heston Kerstad can keep the train going. Lefty on lefty as Kerstad steps in. He popped out to the shortstop his first time up. First pitch here. He fouls it off to the left side. Count starts out at nothing and one. And you have to think that now as Hernandez embarks on his second trip through the order, maybe the Bay Sox will really settle in, and hopefully some of these left-handers can attack him, especially Kerstad. As the 0-1. Is floated in the air, shallow center, Hassel jogging down, and he just closes the gap, makes the catch with a bucket down by the knee over to his right side. One away, here's Kobe Mayo. Again, it doesn't seem as if Bowie is going to get too much of a look past this inning of Hernandez. If they do, who knows? But it really seems as if Hernandez is only going to be this three-inning spot start. First pitch to Kobe Mayo is called a strike. Fastball in the lower outside corner, and it's nothing and one to start. 2-1 Bowie trails here in the top of the third inning. Next pitch into Mayo is popped foul out of play, first base side. Nothing and two. Mayo grounded out to second base back in the first inning. It was a tough loss for the Bay Sox last night. 3-2, a game they led 2-0. Who knows, maybe we'll get the inverse today after Harrisburg jumped to the early 2-0 advantage. 0-2. Mayo pops it foul again. This one's headed out toward the press box, but it'll get on top of the roof. Count stays at nothing and two on that curveball down. Mayo in, Hernandez ready, holds ball and glove out of the stretch, and delivers another 0-2. Ooh, nearly takes out Mayo's left hip. Duck out of the way in time. It's a ball and two strikes now. Mayo's had a tough time against lefties this season. As the 1-2, checked on, down and away, appeal. He held up. Two balls and two strikes. Mayo, 0.95 average against left-handed pitchers. But his swing decisions have actually been better than against righties. He has twice as high of a walk rate. 2-2 pitch. And he smokes a floater out toward left center field. Falling down. A base hit. Hassel got a good jump on it, but it was just in the opposite direction of where the outfield was shaded, so he wasn't able to get there in time. Mayo has hits in two of his last three games now. Tying run on base for the Bay Sox with Mark Closevery to bat. Now, Harrisburg usually puts together a fun little game with opposing batter walk-up songs. They try to play off the batter's name or their number in some capacity. First pitch to Mark Closevery is swung on and missed down. A fastball, nothing in one to start. And this is just very hyper-fixated for me, but for Mark Closevery, they picked J. Cole's No Role Models. And I don't know why. I like that song as the next pitch is bounced over to short. Could be a double play. Picked by Valera, sent to Clough. On to Tostado at first, and it's in time. We can break down J. Cole and his entire discography in a bit, but a 6-4-3 double play ends the inning. Romero's first double-A home run gets Bowie in the game. They trail 2-1. You're listening to Capital Goal at WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the third here in Harrisburg. Bay Sox and Senators holding it close. Harrisburg leads 2-1 as Chase McDermott gets back to work. We had a chance in the top of the third thanks to a leadoff home run from Nolberth Romero, but a double play stymied a quick opportunity. First pitch in to Yasiel Antuna is fouled off. Left side and out of play easily. It's nothing and one to start. Antuna, Blake Rutherford, Frankie Tostado to bat. Next pitch home, and it's checked on for a called strike. Fastball outside half. Quickly nothing and two. Antuna grounded out to the shortstop in the first. I was predicting only three innings for Alemao Hernandez, Harrisburg's spot starter today, as the 0-2 pitch. This is down and inside, and it's one ball and two strikes. But despite three hits and a walk, he's been efficient enough. 45 pitches through three innings that it looks like they'll send him out for a fourth. No one is warming in the Harrisburg bullpen. As Antuna digs back in as the 1-2 pitch comes home, and he swings and misses on a low curveball. Strike three for McDermott. His second strikeout of the day. It's the third inning started on the proper path. Here's Blake Rutherford. Rutherford singled up the middle back in the first inning. As McDermott turns, kicks, and fires the first. It's a fastball. Misses up and away at 95. 1-0 to start. Even mix of first-pitch balls to first-pitch strikes for Chase McDermott so far, as the next offering is lifted in the air, foul out of play left side. One ball, one strike. It's actually right down the middle. 12 batters. He's thrown six first-pitch balls, six first-pitch strikes. 1-1 is fouled off again. This time hits the netting. And it's 1-2. But again, McDermott, he's just working with such a fast rhythm. At this point, he's just being hamstrung by the ball boy, taking his time to retrieve that foul ball. Now that he's off the field, suddenly the 1-2 pitch. Down and inside. Just gets over top of the shoelaces on a slider to Rutherford, and it's two balls and two strikes. But he's gotten the ball back. Only about 3 seconds elapsed on the pitch clock when he starts. Next pitch, bounced right back to him. A great spear from the mound. McDermott jogs to first, underhands to Kerstad. 1-3 put out. Two away. Well, that's where that basketball height helps out Chase McDermott. 6'3". He can stretch out a little bit. You know, we never asked, how tall is his brother? Have we looked that up? Because if you weren't aware, Chase's brother Sean played in the NBA for a short stint with Memphis. As the first pitch to Frankie Tostado misses down, it's 1-0 to start. Right now he's in the G League, if I'm not mistaken. 6'6", Sean McDermott. Has the 1-0. Misses up and away, two balls and no strikes.
I learned the hard way to put Grizzlies at the end of that because I got the coach for the Buffalo Bills when I first looked up Sean McDermott.
Yeah, but how tall is he?
Let's look.
Here's the 2-0. Bounced off of the plate, foul right side. Well, you got to add in the height. Nobody cares about the head coach's height. Or does it go back to the basketball player? He's 6'4". Ah. Two balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch. Another late swing. Popped up foul left side out of play. Run it even at 2. A lot of contact in this inning, but McDermott's been making it work to his advantage. As the 2-2 pitch comes in, and it bounces in, run it full. Six of the eight strikes for McDermott in this half inning have been fouled off. And now the payoff to Tostado. Swing and a miss for strike three. Blew him by with a fastball inside. McDermott logs his first perfect inning of the afternoon. Three strikeouts in the day. Andre has the play-by-play when we return as Bowie trails 2-1 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Baystock started slow. They got a run back as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Bowie trails 2-1 to Harrisburg here on a Saturday night from FNB Field in the Pennsylvania Capitol. John Rhodes, Dante Williams, Billy Cook, the scheduled three for Bowie here in this frame. 4-5-6 of the Bay Sox order. Right-handed hitting Rhodes set to dig in and start against Alimal Hernandez, who's out there for a fourth inning of work. Much unknown about the Harrisburg starter tonight, but he's been efficient so far. First pitch to Rhodes. He flinches at a fastball. That's on the outer third of the zone and called for a strike. Nothing at one here to Rhodes. Rhodes walked his first time up. Only free pass issued by Hernandez so far, who's come in a spot start and done a good job as Rhodes cranks his next pitch foul, slicing well out of play. It's off the umbrella from one of the tables that sit just below the navy green seatbacks by the concourse. The count's quickly 0-2 here to Rhodes. And time is called by the batter here before the 0-2 pitch. But Hernandez just getting the call up a couple days ago and getting the spot start for the Nationals, who had a hole to fill in their rotation, the Senators, excuse me, has done a pretty good job. 0-2. Rhodes watches off speed away. Counts 1-2. Three hits, just the one earned run on the Romero solo blast. 1-3. He's thrown 48 pitches so far, 32 of them for strikes, the 1-2. His watch down low, another breaking ball. Counts 2-2. Haven't seen a ton of variety in the arsenal either for Hernandez. It's very fastball heavy, but he has brought out a breaking ball second time through. Next one to Rhodes is floated softly down the middle of the infield. It's right over the second base bag where Clough comes in and gloves. So a pop out to the second baseman. Rhodes is retired for the first out of the fourth. It's been all about location so far for Hernandez, but he's kept the ball away from Barrel more often than not. One down, the base is empty as Dante Williams steps in. Williams went down looking his first time up. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup. The first pitch is swung on and popped up to left field. Harris racing over towards the line. It slices foul. Drops about 2-3 steps away from the left fielder, who fields and then flips it underhand into the Bay Sox bullpen. And the Bay Sox reliever's in there. Can't tell who it is with all the sweatshirts on, but they drop a souvenir to a young fan. The count's 0-1 here to Williams. Hits in two straight games for Williams following his brutal 2-for-45 stretch. He's looked a lot more comfortable at the plate this week. Next pitch. Watches a fastball outside and evens the count at one. See if Williams can get back on track here against left-handers. No doubt give him problems as the 1-1 pitch is watched tight. A fastball. Williams lifted the bat off his shoulder but kept his hands close to his black jersey top and he takes for a 2-1 count. Just 2-for-22 against southpaws this season is Williams. That's an .091 batting average. Next pitch. Williams watches. Right at the letters, a called strike. On the outer third, and the count goes to 2-2. Bases empty, one down here in the top of the fourth. Bay Sox trail 2-1. The next pitch, swing and a miss. Williams down on strikes for the second time tonight. Hernandez's fourth strikeout. And there's two down here in the fourth. Bases empty as the right-handed hitting Billy Cook steps up. Well, you wondered in particular about the length that Hernandez was going to be able to give. Also due to the short outings that he's had so far at the high A level. First pitch to Cook, grounded foul off the fencing of the Bay Sox dugout. Counts 0-1. Cook singled on the first pitch his last time up, a jam shot that went over to the right side of the infield. Right now the second baseman Clough is still pinched towards the bag. Tostado's well off the bag at first. And Cook knuckles one foul straight back behind home. On a low dropping breaking ball, he's behind in the count, nothing and two. Hernandez had only gone a handful of innings in his first few outings. But he's shown no signs of fatigue so far here tonight. Looking for a 1-2-3 frame. The next pitch, Cook, line drive to second on one hop. It's snared by Clough in towards his belt buckle. Fields and throws the first in time. 4-3 put out. Retires Cook and the side. 1-2-3 frame for Alamo Hernandez, showing no sign of slowing down. Bowie Bats trying to get going. They trail 2-1 on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gazier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gazier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
How about No Role Models playing us back in from the break? That was a song for conversation a little earlier on in the broadcast. It's 2-1. Bowie trails Harrisburg here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Trey Harris, the right-handed bat, steps up against the righty Chase McDermott. First pitch fastball outside taken. Counts 1-0. Have the sunshine peeking out of the overcast skies here at FMB Field in Harrisburg. After rain-soaked most of the morning and early afternoon, clouds beginning to open up. Next pitch curveball is a called strike to Harris. Counts even at a ball and a strike apiece. 5-6-7 scheduled hit in this inning for Harrisburg as Chase McDermott looks to settle in and for another strong frame. Next pitch, a fastball, laced foul right side, but he gets well out of play. It counts 1-2. McDermott labored, so to speak, through those first two frames. He ran a lot of deep counts, but a very nice bounce back, 1-2-3, third. The 1-2. It's bounced foul behind home. Over the netting and into the seating area, count stays to Harris. 53 pitches for McDermott entering this frame. That last pitch with his 57th here in the fourth inning. So still very low in terms of pitch count. As the next pitch is a breaking ball taken outside, counts 2-2. A lot of hard contact so far today, and a lot of base runners reaching for Harrisburg, but only a couple of walks. A lot of them have gotten hits early on in counts as the 2-2 misses away, and the count goes full. But this has been the issue for McDermott, who, out of his first 53 pitches, again, only 30 of them were strikes. Full count here to Harris. The pitch is low and away again, ball four. Hasn't had the consistent snap on his curveball and slider today. It's his third walk. And a leadoff man aboard here for Harrisburg in the fourth, and Harris, who extends his on-base streak to 16 games after a strikeout in his first plate appearance. That brings up the switch hitting catcher, Drew Millis. No bat from the left side. He was another McDermott walk, but eventually erased on a fielder's choice back in the second inning. Into the lefty box. He hangs bat high overhead and wiggles it over top of his bright red helmet. First pitch. It's a fastball taken just inside. And it starts out Millis at a 1-0 count. The first pitch strikes have also gone by the wayside for McDermott. He's missed out of the zone with three straight to four of his last five hitters. 1-0. Off speed, breaks at the letters. It's called strike. Millis, with that walk back in the second inning, has also reached in 14 of his last 15 games, an on-base percentage north of 460. 1-1 from McDermott. Changeup fades away from the hitter. He takes the counts 2-1. All of a sudden, the sun has come straight out from these crowds. It's a sun-soaked infield right now. They may have to turn the stadium lights off. Had started the game with them on to make up for the clouds and the overcast skies, but it is bright, shining straight down on McDermott right now as the 2-1's cut on a miss to even the count. Changeup that broke low and away from Millis. He'll take time before the 2-2. Sun does set first base side here on FMB Field. Some shadows of stadium lights right in front of the mound. The rest of the field right now just baked in the sunshine. 2-2 pitch. Another changeup. This one over the inner third is blocked by Colesberry as it dives below the knees of Millis. Another full count here for Chase McDermott. It's his fifth full count of the game. Right now he split them down the middle. He struck out two batters and walked two. Let's see what he does here to Millis. Payoff on the way. Runner goes. And it's knuckled towards left field. Cook racing on. He makes a catch up the line. Runner was already at second at Harris. He tags, runs back to first. Here's the throw. It's just late. Got there on one hop to Kerstad over at first base, but Harris with enough wheels to get back and a feet first slide. So no double play. Millis does fly out for the first out of the inning. We've already seen the arm of Billy Cook on full display so far this season out in left field. He's got three outfield assists, and he made that play pretty close. And still one out, a runner on first for Leonel Valera. Valera hit into a fielder's choice and reached. The first pitch to him is cranked right back up the middle and down in front of Williams in center field for a base hit. On one hop, he gets it in. Station-to-station baseball as Harris goes to second. Fourth hit for Harrisburg, two on here with one out. Now a situation where Harrisburg looking to add on with the bottom half of its lineup, similar to the first time. Here's Jackson Clough. First start of the series for Clough. He hit the two-run home run that gave Harrisburg the 2-0 lead in the second. First pitch to him. He squares around and shows bunt. Pulls back the fastballs well high. Colesberry out of his crouch to snatch it. And the count's 1-0. Mayo was playing back at third base. Now he plays in about even with the bag, a few steps off the line against the left-handed bat. 1-0 to McDermott. Is belted. Left center field. Williams and Cook racing back into the alleyway. Cook over the shoulder makes the catch in left center field. Runners went about halfway. They'll both retreat. Good track from Billy Cook. Watching that one over his left shoulder, he's able to make the snare for the second out of the inning. That ball was going towards the deepest part of the ballpark at the 405 mark that juts out to left center field and then started tailing back towards the left center gap. Cook racing over shaded that way. He's able to eat up enough ground and then just slightly arches back as he was able to make the catch over the shoulder. Big second out as Jose Sanchez steps in. Righty on righty matchup against McDermott. Nine-hole hitter walked his first time up. He takes off speed up in the zone for ball one here. Two on for the Senators here in the bottom half of the fourth. Bowie trails by a 2-1 score. Harris walked the lead off the frame. He's on second. Valera, first pitch single over at first. 1-0 pitch. It's a fastball blocked low. Good stop by Closeberry. The count's 2-0. Next pitch. Sanchez watches a called strike over the inner third. A fastball dots the edge of the zone. Badly needed strike for McDermott, who's in a 2-1 count. Seven RBIs this season for Sanchez. He's had himself a better series here against the Bay Sox after struggling coming in. 6-23 with runners in scoring position. McDermott generates a swing and miss. Breaking ball tailed away from the right-handed bat. Now a 2-2 count. Three strikeouts so far for McDermott. He's allowed a pair of base runners in the fourth, trying to strand them both. Time's called by the batter before the 2-2 pitch. Sanchez, a good series so far for him based on his standards coming in. Went 2-for-4 back on Thursday. It was his first multi-hit game since August 19th of last season. Here's a 2-2. Just off the plate. Tried to get him to chase off speed away, but it's another full count. Third full count of the inning for McDermott. Quickly approaching 70 pitches here on the evening. Hasn't had his best stuff, but hoping to strand two here. Inside move towards second base. Nobody covering the bag, so Harris will just walk back. Before the 3-2 here to Sanchez. Top of the order, and Robert Hassel waits on deck. Righty set at the belt, rocking back and forth. Here's the pitch. It's outside, a fastball. Ball four. Fourth walk for McDermott. It loads the bases for Harrisburg here in the fourth. That brings the right-hander up to 76 pitches. There's nobody up and throwing yet in the Bay Sox bullpen, but starting to remove those sweatshirts as Forrest Herman comes out for another mound visit here. Already his second of the evening for McDermott. Before he's set to face Robert Hassel here with the bases loaded. Now the Bay Sox are going to get an arm up. Likely to be one of their shorter inning relievers, as they don't really like to bring their tandems in the middle of frames. Try to give them a more realistic situation closer to starting. It's Cade Stroud, the right-hander, who has been used in relief for Bowie, getting loose right now in the bullpen. Home plate umpire Jae Young Kim comes to break up the mound conference. Herman, a couple of last words for Mark Closeberry before he heads back to the Bay Sox dugout. So the base is loaded here for Harrisburg in the fourth. McDermott already stranded two today. He's trying to wiggle out of a serious jam. Here's the red-hot Robert Hassel. First pitch. And the left-handed bat takes low and inside a ball. Good block by Closeberry down to his right on that fading changeup. The count's 1-0 here to Hassel. Hassel is 0-for-2 today. He smoked the ball both times. Deep fly out to the deepest part of left center field before he hit into a 3-6 double play in the second. Next pitch. Fastball with the letters, a called strike. Gets McDermott back in the count at 1-1. Hassel comes in today riding a four-game hitting streak. He was 11 for his first 33 at the AA level this season. If you're dealing with an injury in the early part of the campaign. Next pitch popped up. Left side, third baseman Mayo racing over towards the field level seating area to give it a look. And it's well into the stands and out of play on the left side. Count goes to 1-2 to Hassel. Hassel's 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. He's 1-for-1 so far this season with Harrisburg with the bases loaded. That was his go-ahead RBI single in the seventh inning of last night's game. The game the Senators won 3-2. McDermott ahead. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. He got him. Dropped in the off-speed, and McDermott, a big strikeout, his fourth of the evening to strand the bases loaded here in the fourth. He bends but doesn't break. Bowie still trails 2-1 as we head to the fifth here on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Harrisburg into its bullpen here as we've reached the top half of the fifth inning. Bowie trails the Senators 2-1 from FNB Field in Harrisburg. Alomar Hernandez Day is done after four innings. Won't qualify for a win, but it'll feel like a win for Harrisburg after he's able to give them four effective frames. Carlos Romero, the right-hander, on the mound for the Senators. He's set to face the bottom third of the Bay Sox lineup. Jacob Teeter, Anthony Servideo, and Nolberth Romero. Teeter steps in the DH tonight, batting from the left side. He struck out swinging his first time up. Against Hernandez, first pitch from Romero, fastball taken up and away. Teeter flinched the bat, but kept it back, and he's heading the count 1-0. Give you the final line on Hernandez in a moment, but for a double-A debut, especially a spot start, pitched pretty well for Harrisburg, 1-0. Fastball just north of the letters again, 2-0 here to Teeter. Hernandez went four innings, allowed one earned run on three hits. It was the Nolberth Romero solo shot, a walk and four strikeouts. Threw 57 pitches, 38 of them for strikes. The 2-0 is over the inside edge, a called strike. Another fastball there from Romero. But for Hernandez, somebody who, it's his first season pitching in minor league baseball since 2019, had been pitching in the Mexican League prior, to come back, struggle in high A, and then have a start that good in your double-A debut with the pitching staff's back up against the wall with the hole in the rotation. And southpaw pitched pretty well. 2-1 is taken inside by Teeter. Count goes to 3-1. One strike as a slider misses just inside. 3-1's on the way. Teeter takes a fastball at the knees for a called strike and rides the count full. Romero, first arm out of the Harrisburg pen, the right-hander. Cade Stroud continues to warm for Bowie. We'll see if the day is done for Chase McDermott after his four frames. He had a rather high pitch count after getting out of that bases loaded jam in the last half inning. Pay off the Teeter. Smoked foul straight back off the netting. New Harrisburg arm again. Carlos Romero, the right-hander. 6'6", 179 pounds from Venezuela. Free agent signed by the Nationals organization in 2016. 4.35 ERA through 8 appearances so far this season. Payoff to Teeter. Fouled back again. Count stays. 8 appearances so far on the season for Romero. He's gone 10 and a third, allowed 6 hits, 5 runs, all of which are earned. Home run ball has been a problem for him. He's allowed 3 of those, 7 walks and 9 strikeouts. Opponents hitting just 167 against him. Another payoff here to Teeter. And it's fouled off again left side into the seats. Good fight here from Jacob Teeter, who's ridden a lot of deep counts so far in this series and really just overall in his time in AA. He's only a 188 average, but 10 walks to 19 strikeouts. 3-2, swing and a miss. Well, Teeter battled, but Romero won the battle as he dropped in a changeup. Second time Teeter's gone down swinging tonight. It's the first strikeout for Romero, fifth overall for Senators pitching. One out, the base is empty as Anthony Servideo comes to the plate. Servideo 0 for 1 today, hit a fly ball to left field his first time up. First pitch from Romero. It's a fastball taken low, counts 1-0. Romero did feature earlier in this series. It was 3 days ago, in fact. Back on Wednesday. Next pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Servideo. Still 1-1 count. Just two-thirds of an inning for him. He allowed an earned run on 2 hits. A walk and a strikeout. Fairly straightforward. Next pitch on the way. Servideo takes well high. Counts 2-1. It was in a 3-2 win for Harrisburg on Wednesday. They've taken 3 of the first 4 in the series. Two-one to Servideo. Swung on, hit on the ground. Right side, ranging over second baseman Clough. Backhand, spins, throws from behind the second base bag, and it's in time. Was a bit high for the first baseman Tostado, but he was able to pull it down, and I think you can excuse that if Clough showing that impressive range and able to make a spinning run throw on a fast runner in Servideo. He's retired. He's 0 for 2 today. Two outs and the base is empty as Nolberth Romero comes up. We've got Christmas carols over there for Nolberth Romero. First pitch. Fastball called strike. Of course, Harrisburg loves to have fun with the opposing walk-up songs, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast. So Nolberth Romero, spelled N-O-E-L, Berth, B-E-R-T-H, gets the first no out. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Romero quickly down, nothing and two. He has the Bay Sox only run of the game so far, a 400-foot blast to left field for his first double-A home run. Strikeout numbers are still up there for Romero compared to the walks, but he has been seeing the ball a lot better back in AA. Next pitch, swing and a miss. He's retired on 3 pitches here. It's the elevated fastball gets him that time. 2 strikeouts for Romero in a 1-2-3 frame. Bay Sox still trail 2-1 as we head to the bottom half of the fifth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms.
but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
FNB Field in Harrisburg. Bay Sox trail 2-1 to the Harrisburg Senators. They're into their bullpen here in the fifth inning as Cade Stroud, the right-hander, gets set to take over for Chase McDermott, who's only able to go four innings, battled some command issues. We'll give you the final line on McDermott here in a moment. 2-3-4 scheduled to bat in the frame for Harrisburg. The switch hitter, Yasiel Antuna, steps into the left-handed batter's box. 0-for-2 today. First pitch from the righty, Stroud, is a fastball that misses outside. He counts 1-0. Final line on McDermott, four innings, four hits, two runs, both of which were earned on a two-run home run from Jackson Clough, the fourth home run he's given up this season. Four walks and four strikeouts. Next pitch, fastball outside again, two balls and no strikes. 78 pitches for McDermott through those four frames really did him in. He threw 42 strikes. And the walks, who have been a problem that's crept into McDermott's game from time to time, and they played a factor today in limiting his outing. 2-0, off speed, misses down and inside. And just as we say that, Stroud comes in and delivers three straight out of the zone here to Antuna. Well, working out of the bullpen has been a problem for the Bay Sox in this series. 3-0. It's a four-pitch walk. Fastball up and away. Easy take. Fifth walk overall from Bay Sox pitching. Antuna's aboard to start the fifth. Let's hope Cade Stroud can reel it in here soon. Stands at 6'2", 200 pounds, out of Fort Worth, Texas, with a 12th round pick for the Orioles back in 2019 from West Virginia. Set to face Blake Rutherford into the left-handed batter's box. First pitch, swing and a miss at a high fastball. Well, Stroud has yet to find the strike zone. That pitch was just north of the letters, but it was center cut, and Rutherford took a big hack to go behind nothing and one. It's 1-for-2 today with a single his first time up. Also, a bounce back to the mound. Both balls have been hard hit. 0-1. This time a check swing at a fastball high. Rutherford held up. Now the count's even. Stroud on the season's made seven appearances for the Bay Sox. ERA is 6.10. He's got an 0-1 record through 10 and a third. Next pitch. The off-speed misses low in the zone. Counts 2-1. He's allowed 13 runs. Only seven of those are earned. The defense has not done him any favors at points this season. He's only allowed one home run, 10 walks, 9 strikeouts, though. The lack of command of the strike zone has hurt him at times. Next pitch fouled back. The count's 2-2. Fastballed over the outer third. Gets him back at the count here to Rutherford. Right-hander set. Puts ball and glove at the belt. Spins and throws to first to check on Antuna, who's back standing. Antuna 3-for-5 on attempted steals this season. Harrisburg has not run a ton on close vary in his limited double play action, or double A action, I should say. Only stole one base yesterday. Next pitch is swung on, popped up. Into left center field, Williams racing over from center, calls off Cook, then drops to the ground as Cook must have made a last-second call, and he makes the catch. Williams had a lot of closing speed. It was more of a brisk jog for Billy Cook, who probably had the easier route to the baseball, but Williams was taking charge and then either voluntarily went down to make the catch easier for Cook or maybe lost his footing. The two lingered there and looked at the grass surface in the outfield for quite a while after the catch was made, but regardless, Williams looks like he's all right, and Rutherford's retired for the first out of the inning. Here's Frankie Tostado. First pitch nearly hits him. Fastball almost blazed him right in the knee as he jumped out of the way in the lefty box, and the count's 1-0. Tostado's 1-for-2 today. Had a slow start to the series, but his two-run home run last night really got him going. Next pitch, fouled straight back. That'll even the count at a ball and a strike. Toscano was 0 for his first 11 before last night launching a two-run home run in the sixth inning that tied the game for Harrisburg. Another check on first, and Tuna's back standing once again. He's not getting a very aggressive lead. Now three home runs, 15 RBIs on the season for Tostado. Stands straight up in the left-handed batter's box and wiggles the bat off his left shoulder. Next pitch. Bends at the knees as the pitch comes in. It's a fastball fired in for a strike. Right at the knees, and the count's 1-2. Time called by the batter before the 1-2. Tostado, of course, is no stranger to the Eastern League. Spent two seasons as a Giants farmhand in Richmond. Another check on the runner. And Tuna again back standing. He really hasn't gotten that aggressive with his lead. Kerstad hasn't really even had to apply a tag over at first base very often. Very aggressive secondary here. Hopping back and forth off the base. Mustang put the 1-2. Bounce to second. Romero throws to Servideo at second for one. On to first. In time. Double play. Some mind games for Mantuna, but Bowie's infield turns it cleanly. 4-6-3 to retire the side. 1-2-3 frame for Cade Stoud. Bay Sox still trail 2-1 as we head to the sixth after this on Capital Gold, WNAB.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
It's another wonderful Saturday in the park here at FMB Field in Harrisburg. The Bay Sox trail the Senators 2-1 as it currently stands. We start off the top half of the sixth inning. It's the top of Bowie's lineup to see Carlos Romero out there for a second inning of relief. It starts with Heston Kerstad. Digs into the left-handed box, 0-for-2 on the day. First pitch from the right-hander. It's a changeup that grazes over the shoe tops. Kerstad takes and the count's 1-0. Kerstad has been particularly dangerous when he's led off innings. 1-0 pitch. Skips in, and he's in a hitter's count of two balls and no strikes. It's part of the reason why he's been in the leadoff spot each of the last couple of days. He led off Thursday's game the solo home run on the first pitch for his ninth home run of the season. Five of his nine home runs have come when leading off an inning. 1-1 is skied left side. It's going to get well out of play. Counts now 2-1. But Kerstad, who's came into today with a .302 batting average, is hitting .315 from the leadoff spot, 7-for-22, with, again, five of his nine home runs when leading off a frame. Next pitch. It's fouled straight back. Counts now 2-2. Of course, beyond the potency with the power, Kerstad's been a very consistent hitter for Bowie when it's come to all facets, especially getting on base, trying to extend that 17-game on-base streak. And now it's time for the second longest in the Eastern League this season. Vladimir Restituyo had an 18-game streak earlier this season for Hartford. 2-2's high, and the count rides full. Kerstad has hits in 8 of 9 games so far in the month of May. 333 average after winning Orioles Minor League Player of the Month in April. Payoff on the way. And he smokes it right back up the middle, but it's snared by the shortstop Valera, who was playing pinched towards the second base bag. Now, maybe didn't smoke it off the bat as well as I had thought. Just missed the barrel by a little bit. Only 96 off the bat, but based on where that ball was hit, if the defense isn't playing shifted that way, it's probably a base hit. Good positioning from Valera. One down, the base is empty for Kobe Mayo. Righty on righty matchup, first pitch. Fastball shrugs Mayo off the plate. The count's 1-0. Mayo's 1-for-2 today. Singled his last time up in the third. Next pitch. He watches as an off-speed skips in to make the count 2-0. One of three hits so far for the Bay Sox in this one. They're looking to get that offense going against the Senators bullpen. Righty set, 2-0 pitch. Mayo smokes it foul. Hooking well out of play in the end, but it was over there towards the souvenir shop down the left field line. The count's 2-1. And that's what we've seen from Kobe Mayo in the last handful of games. Really good swing decisions. He's been walking with some of the best of them, 13 of them in his last 15 games, but also just the power. His swings have been violent. Next pitch. He takes a strike right on the outside edge. Good changeup from Romero, and the count goes to 2-2. Tall, lanky right-hander delivers. Mayo checks swing. It's a called strike 3. Mayo didn't seem too happy about it, but the off-speed is right over the inside edge to freeze him. First time he's been retired on strikes tonight. It's a third strikeout for Romero and the seventh for Senators pitching. Two down here in the sixth. A couple of hot shots already for Bay Sox bats in this inning, but nothing to show for it. Two outs and nobody on for Mike Quisvary. First pitch. Fastball misses low. Counts 1-0. Colesvary's 0-for-2 today. He struck out looking back in the first and into a 6-4-3 double play in the third. It's his second game with Bowie in the Orioles organization at the AA level. He hits the next ball out to left field. It's going to sneak down the corner for a base hit. Karen off the wall. Harris is late getting to it. His throw goes into second, but it's not in time. Double down the line for Mark Colesvary. First extra base hit as a Bay Sox. And Bowie has a tying run out there in scoring position with two outs. Just his second hit in two games with the Bay Sox. It sets up an RBI situation for John Rhodes. So here is Rhodes. 0-for-1 today with a walk, his first time up in the second. Making his return from the injured list. And this is a situation that has plagued Bowie so far here in this series. First pitch. Rhodes watches low and outside. Good sliding stop from Millis on the backhand. Counts 1-0. With runners in scoring position, the Bay Sox have struggled. Not just in terms of this series, but overall in the season, but particularly against Harrisburg. They're hitting just 132 with runners in scoring position through the first four games. Next pitch to Rhodes. Bounces in. It's blocked by Millis. He loses the baseball out to the right-hand side. It's a wild pitch as Closevary moves up to third. Breaking ball just spiked in. Millis tried to pick it on the backhand. It kicked off his glove to the right-hand side, and it took the catcher a while to find the baseball. Good jump from Closevary. He's now 90 feet away. And this is a situation where John Rhodes, back off the injured list, can be a difference maker because despite just having the 213 batting average so far in the season, he was a very good situational hitter. Runners in scoring position for Bowie. Next pitch fouled straight back. Fastball over the inner third hits the netting behind home, and the count's 1-1. But Rhodes, 14 RBIs in 17 games. 240 hitter with runners in scoring position, but he has 11 batted in. Next pitch, hit down the right field line. Fair ball! Kicks past the third baseman, Sanchez. Colesberry will score standing. Rhodes into second base. It's an RBI double. Back-to-back doubles for Bowie with two outs. And the Bay Sox tie the game at two here in the top half of the sixth. Welcome back, John Rhodes. RBI number 15 on the season. Smoked a hard-hit ground ball down the third base line. And Sanchez couldn't snare it up the line for Rhodes. It's double number four on the season. He's out at second base as the go-ahead run with Dante Williams coming up. And that is a situation where Bowie, again, has struggled in this series. John Rhodes coming back, trying to be the difference maker. Millis is out from behind home. A mound visit here with Romero before Dante Williams will bat. It's a very brief one at that as it's broken up by home plate umpire Jay Young Kim. Now here comes Dante Williams. Pair of strikeouts on the day for Williams. He's 0 for 2. Left-handed bat against a right-handed arm. First pitch. Williams swings, hits it on the ground, right side. Easy charge for the first baseman, Tostado. Fields knee-high and walks it to the bag himself. Three unassisted, retires Williams in the side. But the Bay Sox do tie the game. Back-to-back doubles with two outs. First, Mark Closevery, and then John Rhodes with the RBI knock. 2-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Back here at FMB Field in Harrisburg, new ball game. Bay Sox tie it up. They erase a two-run deficit after failing to hold a two-run lead in yesterday's game. It's 2-2 headed to the bottom half of the sixth with right-hander Cade Stroud still on the mound, pitching to Trey Harris here to lead off the frame. 5-6-7, scheduled to bat for Harrisburg. First pitch of the at-bat. It's a fastball taken outside by Harris. Counts 1 and up. Stroud out there for his second inning of relief from starter Chase McDermott. Fired just 13 pitches in a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth inning, helped out by a double play ball. His next pitch to Harris. It's a fastball at the knees. Pumps the zone for a called strike at 96. It evens the count at 1-1. It'll be Harris and then Drew Millis, followed by Leonel Valera. Righty set and the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Late swing at a fastball. Harris is down 1-2. Harris is 0-for-1 today. He struck out and walked. Walk in the fourth inning. Extended his on-base streak to 16 games. 1-2. Just a piece. Fouled back. That time the breaking ball over the outer third. Able to generate the weak contact. Harris has enjoyed a good series. He's 3-for-7 so far, including that walk back in the fourth inning as well. Just coming off the development list for Harrisburg. It's a big bat that they could use to bolster the middle of their lineup. Stroud rocks back and forth on the mound, operates on the first base side of the rubber. 1-2. Breaking ball, bounce left side. Mile high chop for the shortstop Servideo. Waits for it to come down. Flips the glove underhand and Fields throws on the run to first in time. 6-3 retires Harris. One down here in the sixth. It's a mile high chopper just out in front of home. Good patience from Servideo and a quick transfer. He's really shown quick hands out at shortstop since coming up from single A Delmarva. One out and the base is empty as Drew Millis, the switch hitting catcher, digs into the left-handed batter's box. He's 0-1 with a walk today. And the first pitch from Stroud. Off speed, taken away, counts 1-0. Lots of walks so far for the Bay Sox today, five of them to be exact. And it's not really par for the course for a Bowie team who has been one of the best staffs so far when it's come to limiting free passes. Next pitch, fastball just below the knees. Good take from Millis, who bent at the knees in the lefty box, but watched it all the way. He counts two balls and no strikes. And Bowie entered this series with the second fewest walks as a staff in all of Double A. Next pitch, check swing, a called strike. Fastball right over the inside edge. Gets Stroud back in the count at 2-1. But they've had a couple of lopsided games when it comes to walks in each of the last 2 weeks that has run up their total a little bit. Next delivery, fastball, well outside. Doesn't even challenge Millis, who's in a 3-1 count. They still have the fewest in the Eastern League at just 120. They've had just about 40 in the last 2 weeks combined. 3-1. Fastball center cut, Millis takes, and the count rides full. Stroud's fastball getting on these hitters incredibly quickly. Sits in the mid to high 90s. And Millis will take time here before the payoff delivery. Twitches his back foot as he steps back into the lefty box. Open stance. Front foot slightly behind the back. A toe tap as he lifts the bat high over his head. Here's the payoff. And the fastball is taken just below the knees for ball four. Patient at bat from Drew Millis. There's the sixth walk of the evening for Bay Sox pitching. Stroud just missed the bottom of the zone with the fastball at 97 to that time. One out base runner for Harrisburg. Here's Leonel Valera. Valera's reached base each of his first two plate appearances today. Righty on righty matchup. Stroud's first delivery. Fastball, swing and a miss. Low in the zone, but got the swing of Valera. He's behind in the count, nothing and one. Valera reached on a fielder's choice and scored back in the second inning. Also hammered a single back in the fourth. Runner leads off first. Now the 0-1. It's an off-speed just off the plate for a ball. As Stroud tried to snap that slider over the outside edge. Just missed his spot. The count's 1-1. Here's the next pitch. And Valera swings through it again. Stroud went right back to the slider and got it to duck underneath the bat path. Low in the zone, he's staying. And the count goes to 1-2. That's already a much better outing for Stroud than each of his last two appearances last week against Erie. Featured in the Wednesday game in that series, was only able to go a third of an inning. Allowed 5 earned runs on 5 hits. And then allowed a run in 2 frames just a few days later. 1-2, one out, runner on first. Here's the pitch. It's grounded to third, could be two. Stays low on Mayo, throws to second for one. Romero on to first, is not in time. Bang, bang, play at first, but the throw from Nolberth Romero just a hair late. Valera's able to beat it out. But Millis is erased, 5-4. And what goes down is a fielder's choice, and Valera stays at first now with 2 down. Bay Sox barely miss out on their third double play of the game in what would have been their second in as many innings. But it allows Jackson Clough to see the plate here in the sixth inning. Left-handed bats 1-for-2 with a 2-run home run in his first start of the series. First pitch from Stroud. He twitches at a fastball high. Counts 1-0 here to Clough. Two-run home run off of Chase McDermott in the second inning for Harrisburg's only run to the ballgame. Bowie's rallied with one in the top of the third and one in the sixth to tie the game here at 2. 1-0 pitch. Runner goes. Swung on and missed. Throw down to second base is in time. Heck of a throw from Mark Colesvery. He nails his first runner for the Bay Sox as Valera slid towards the back of the bag, but a quick tag applied by Servideo in time to end the inning. Stroud faces the minimum again through two shutout frames. It's 2-2 as we head to the seventh on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capitol Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
On to the seventh inning here in Harrisburg, a 2-2 ball game. Senators dipping into their bullpen for the second time today as Garvin Alston takes over, left-hander, to face the bottom half of the lineup, starting with Billy Cook. Jacob Teeter, Anthony Servideo will follow. Carlos Romero is done for the day. A no decision for him. On two innings, two hits, one run, it was earned. He struck out three batters, did not walk anyone. And the first pitch here to Billy Cook is down and inside, a fastball. Start the count out at 1-0. Cook, a 1-for-2 day, had a floated single deep in the hole to second base back in the second inning. He grounded out to second in the fourth. Next pitch home. And he bounces it hard to third, backhanded by the knee by Sanchez. He'll turn and charge the throw to first. Cook had some long strides, but he just misses it out. 5-3 to get it started. And now Jacob Teeter will bat with bases empty, one gone. Alston making his second appearance this week, a 6'4", 175-pound, 26-year-old left-hander from Phoenix. Traded it over from the White Sox in April of 2022. On the season, 8 appearances, an 0-2 record, an 8.71 ERA. 10 1/3 innings under his belt this season as the first pitch to Teeter is popped foul out of play behind home plate. Nothing in one to start. Only 6 strikeouts for Alston and 10 walks. That's been his biggest issue, and he has struggled mightily against right-handed batters. As the 0-1 pitch misses under the knees for a called ball, it's 1-1. 0-for-2 day for Teeter with 2 strikeouts. Went down swinging in the second and then again in the fifth. I don't know if you had made mention to it, Andre, but it's just so beautiful to see the sunshine peeking its way through after the way this day had started. 1-1 pitch, too far inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. We've got some streaks just through the infield, getting its way onto the mound a little bit, but barely on the tail end of it. It's stretching out into the left field corner more so than anything. You've got the third baseman getting a little bit of sun in his eyes as well. 2-1 pitch to Teeter, and he fouls it off again left side. Count goes even at 2. How long was that battle that Teeter had eventually struck out on in the fifth? It was at least 9 pitches, I want to say, if not 10.
I think it was 9. I think you got it.
He's had some very lengthy battles this week. Unfortunately, the last 2 long ones ended in him striking out. 2-2, and he bounces it foul, slowly up the first base line. Count stays. That was the fifth pitch of the plate appearance, so he's still got a ways to go before we can talk about, you know, 10-pitch plate appearances, long battles. Shaded to the pull side for the left-handed hitter, the infield is, the 2-2. And Teeter reaches for it, lifted in the air, out toward the right field corner, not very deep, Rutherford ranging, and before crossing into foul territory, he makes the catch. So quickly, two gone. Here's Anthony Servideo. The Bay Sox get a right-hander in their bullpen. Jensen Elliott is throwing. Cade Stroud is probably going to be done for the day. He got some good work from the defense to keep his day scoreless. Across two walks, a double play and a caught stealing made it a very quiet evening. Here's Anthony Servideo. 0-for-2 day, fly out to left, ground out to second. Third base plays in. First pitch. And Servideo watches fastball called for strike outside half of the zone. And it's nothing and one to start. I do find the playing in decision interesting with bases empty and two outs against Servideo. As the 0-1 is high, a fastball, one ball and one strike. As he may be in a very minuscule slump right now, 2 for his last 11, but I don't see him as the kind to try and make an early break for a slump buster with a bunt in a situation such as this. 1-1 pitch. And he watches it miss under the knees. Two balls and one strike. Alston came in on Tuesday following Jackson Rutledge's quality start, and Alston put in one of his best performances of the season, an inning and two-thirds of scoreless ball. 2-1 pitch, and it's swung on and missed high. Count goes even at 2. The scoreless part, though, was not achieved as easily as it may sound just by saying an inning and two-thirds scoreless. He did still walk two batters and give up two hits. Bay Sox loaded the bases with only one out in the eighth, but they didn't score anyone. 2-2. Too far down and away, and it runs full on Servideo, his first full count of the day. 1-for-8 on full counts. He struck out 6 times, has not drawn a walk. He's still looking for his first walk in AA. Base is empty, 2 away, the payoff pitch. And it's lined right to second, 1 hop, and it's off the wrist of Clough. He gathers and throws to first with time to spare. 4-3 putout ends the inning. The Bay Sox go down in order. Time to stretch here in Pennsylvania. It's a tie game, 2-2 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand me?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Bottom of the seventh here in Harrisburg, a 2-2 ball game. Bay Sox back into their bullpen as Jensen Elliott takes over. Second reliever for Bowie as Cade Stroud calls it a day on 2 scoreless hitless innings. It'll be 8-9-1 in the Harrisburg lineup to bat, starting with Jackson Clough, first pitch. And the left-hander watches fastball miss down and inside. It's 1-0 to start. Clough, Jose Sanchez, then Robert Hassel. Clough had the 2-run home run in the second. That has all of Harrisburg's offense for them today. Elliott comes set with third base pinched in. 1-0 pitch, and Clough swings and misses at an off-speed outside. One ball and one strike. So two innings for Cade Stroud. No hits, no runs, no strikeouts, two walks. Caught stealing in a double play helped him face the minimum as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed again. Nice curveball down and away from Elliott, and it's suddenly 1-2. Jensen Elliott, 6'6", 231-pound right-hander, drafted out of Oklahoma State in 2019, has been one of the most effective relievers for the Bay Sox out of the bullpen this season. It's been him and Connor Loprich as the best arms to come from the pen. 10 1/3 scoreless innings for Elliott. 1-2 pitch. Just misses outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. I should clarify, not perfectly scoreless. Unearned runs have been scored against Elliott. His first appearance of the season, he allowed a walk-off loss in extra innings, which was an unearned run. But he's not allowed an earned run in 10 1/3. Very great stuff. 2-2. Too far inside. Buckled the knee of Jackson Clough as he tried to get away from it. Count runs full. But Elliott has 6 strikeouts, 3 walks in his 10 1/3 innings. He's been good in high-leverage situations, too. 5 inherited runners, none of them have scored. Payoff pitch. Down and away, though, a leadoff walk. That's the second consecutive reliever to walk the first batter he's seen. Harrisburg is in a very similar situation that the Bay Sox have been in the last couple of days, is that they have been getting so many base runners that they should have more than 2 runs over the course of this game. It's pretty simple to say. It's not fun to say, but it's simple to say because Harrisburg has 4 hits. But not only that, they've now drawn 7 walks. Here's Jose Sanchez. First pitch misses down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Sanchez has drawn 2 of those walks himself, but he's not gotten past first base. Got doubled up in the second inning, and he got stranded at first in the fourth after Harrisburg had loaded the bases against Chase McDermott. Runner at first, none out in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 pitch. Fastball called strike right down Broadway. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. 2-2 ball game. Elliott makes his first appearance of the series. At the moment, he's riding an active 8 2/3 inning scoreless stretch. Goes back to mid-April, so just about a month long now. 1-1, runner goes, and it's called a strike. Fastball, throw to second is way late. That was a phenomenal jump from Jackson Clough. Wow. Now, Elliott's not the fastest thrower. His fastball rarely gets past 95. But even so, by the time that Marcos Berry had let go of that ball, Jackson Clough was already in his slide getting into second base. Here's the 1-2. Misses down and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So now go-ahead run is in scoring position for Harrisburg, still with no one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Elliott needs to lock in. And I said, he's been good in these high-leverage situations. This time it's just his runner on base. 2-2. Bounce to short. This will hold the runner as Servideo gloves. Sidearm toss to first is there. 6-3 put out, one gone. Back to the top of the lineup. Elliott made 2 appearances last week against Erie. One of them short, one of them long. His first appearance, he only used 6 pitches to retire 1 batter with a strikeout. His second appearance, he fired 2 1/3 innings. Gave up 1 hit, 1 walk, and picked up a strikeout. Here's Hassel. Third base plays in. First pitch to the lefty. And it's a curveball. Too far outside. 1-0 to start. Hassel 0 for 3. Flew out to left field in the first. Bounced into a double play in the second. Struck out swinging back in the fourth inning. Runner at second. 1 away. 1-0 pitch. Fastball. Called strike. That one was maybe a bit generous outside. When I say maybe, I mean it absolutely was. When it runs the count even at 1, Elliott's not going to turn his nose up at it. Here's the pitch. Misses down and inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. It's a 5-pitch mix for Jensen Elliott. He's been bringing in the cutter more often. He's also got the 4-seamer, the sinking fastball, the changeup, and the slider. 2-1. Went with the cutter that time. Misses down and away. 3 balls and 1 strike. So far for Elliott, though, 15 pitches, only 6 of them have found the strike zone. 3-1 pitch. Fouled off. That's the first foul ball in this half inning. Hassel runs it full. 0-for-3 on full counts this season. Only one strikeout, four walks. Runner at second. The payoff pitch is fouled again into the netting left side. 2-2 ball game. You're in the bottom of the seventh. Bowie's had a tough time in late game scenarios. The make or break moments of ball games. As we get another payoff pitch on its way to Hassel. Too far down and in, ball four. Two walks in the inning. As Elliott gets going out of the bullpen, eight walks overall from Bay Sox pitchers. First and second with one out for Yusella Tuna. In the last three innings, seventh, eighth, and ninth, the Bay Sox have a run differential of minus 16. That does most of the heavy lifting for their overall run differential of minus 19 as well. First pitch to Antuna, switch hitter, watches called strike. Fastball hits just above the knees, and it's nothing and one to start. Batting as a lefty, he walked back in the fifth inning. Taken out on a double play, 0-for-2 overall with a strikeout and a ground out. 0-1 pitch. Antuna watches down and inside, another fastball. And it's one ball and one strike. That pitch was close, especially when we saw that earlier pitch to Robert Hassel get called for a strike for that one. Looking like it was pretty well dotted on the zone to get called for a ball. Leaves you scratching. 1-1. Bouncing ball out towards short. A very tough chance. Cervinio gloves with his foot on the bag. Throws to first, and it's in time. Third double play for the Bay Sox today. This one a six unassisted three. And it gets Elliott out of the jam after two walks. We're on to the eighth here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. A 2-2 ball game. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Well, you know about the weekly Wolf Wednesdays at Prince George's Stadium, but keep your eyes out for Sunday, May 21st. It's Bark in the Park at the ballpark, where you can bring your leashed pup to the park for a Sunday fun day and take part in interactive exhibits that are unique to that day, as well as specific vendors and a dog adoption event. It'll be very fun. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. That's Sunday, May 21st. Eighth inning here in Harrisburg, a 2-2 ball game as Nolberth Romero leads off. First pitch to him is a fastball that misses under the knees. 1-0 to get things going with Garvin Alston continuing on the mound. Alston got three quick outs in the seventh, two ground outs and a flyout. Didn't have any issues there as the 1-0 pitch comes in and it bounces. Two balls and no strikes. Romero, responsible for half of the Bay Sox offense today in this 2-2 game. Solo home run to open up the third inning. His first here at AA. Locked it in easily at 400 feet. It's right on the nose. After him, it'll be the top of the lineup, Heston Kerstad and Kobe Mayo. 2-0. And he pops it foul out of play. First base side, 2-1. Bay Sox haven't seemed to have much issue, though, going after Alston's pitches. It's just been squaring them up. Because you remember, his previous appearance, Bowie was collecting base hits, drawing walks, but they still couldn't score against him. 2-1, up and in. Romero shrinks his body just a tad and slides in. As we wait on the 3-1 offering. Infield straight up on the right-hander, the next pitch home. And he floats it out towards shallow right. The second baseman, Clough, runs it down and makes the catch. Not necessarily a can of corn, but close enough. Going to continue. It's going to run the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Tim DeJohn comes out as Kerstad had taken off all of his additional batting gear. The shin protector, his elbow guard, and a little bit of risk management here for the Bay Sox to make sure that Kerstad doesn't say something that's going to get him thrown out of this game. Kyle Moore gets a couple of final words in, and he's headed back into the coaching box. But, yeah, Kerstad is going to have to step back in. So that's got to be what the explanation is. We don't have an official explanation. But they're saying, yeah, he stuck his arm out there while trying to get out of the way of the pitch. Didn't make a reasonable enough effort to get out of the way, so it's going to run the count even at 2. Hopefully that doesn't sour Kerstad too much, and he can reset for this plate appearance. The 2-2 pitch, and he bounces it foul into the Harrisburg dugout. Frustrations have ran high for the Bay Sox, and ejections haven't been that much of a rarity. They've been kind of routine, in my mind, for ejections for the Bay Sox this season. Only one this month, as we're halfway through April, or halfway through May, if I can remember my months. Oh, and now what's this? Delino DeShields is out, arguing with the home plate umpire. Are they saying that Kerstad had said something? I'm very confused as to what all is going on. DeShields had his lineup card in his hand, didn't make any sort of change, and that was it. Said a couple of sentences and departed. We'll reset for another 2-2. Here it is, and Kerstad watches it miss down. Count runs full. The point that I was quickly going to make is that emotions have been running high. It's just going to be on Kerstad at this point to be the bigger man when this plate appearance ends, regardless of the outcome. The payoff pitch in. And he hits it back up past the mound, and it's through the hole into center field, a base hit. Valera and Clough didn't have a chance. They both went after it, and it snuck through about a 2-foot-wide gap from the two middle infielders. Kerstad extends his hitting streak to 3 consecutive games, 9 of his last 10. The on-base streak continues, 18 straight for the leadoff man. Go-ahead run is on base for Bowie with 1 out here in the top of the 8th inning. Now Kobe Mayo to bat. Alston comes set. Sends the first in, and the right-hander bounces it high. Very slow roller to short. Tough play on a low scoop by Valera. He throws to first, and it's in time. That was the only play as Kerstad advances to second base. Mayo has had a lot of those Baltimore chops recently, it feels like. I guess pitchers are just getting in and down a little bit on him, and the way that Mayo's swing can be a little flat at times, he's just punching them right into the ground. 6-3 put out is the second out of the inning, puts go-ahead run in a scoring position, and now here's Mark Closeveri, who scored the tying run back in the 6th after a double, but he will face a new pitcher. Delino DeShields is out, makes the point to the bullpen, and it looks like we'll be seeing Orlando Ribalta. So we'll tell you about him in a little bit as the Bay Sox vie here in the top of the 8th to take a lead. A game they trailed 2-0, tied at 2. We're back after this on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, pitching change for Harrisburg as we continue with the top of the eighth inning. The Bay Sox and Senators tied at two, and with a couple of groundouts, well, just one groundout and a base hit, Bowie was able to push the tying run into scoring, or the go-ahead run into scoring position, as Harrisburg switches from lefty to righty. Orlando Ribalta will step onto the mound. Tall, hard-throwing right-hander replaces Garvin Alston. Alston fired an inning and two-thirds, gave up one hit, didn't give up any runs. He could be charged for a run. All depends on, you know, what happens to Heston Kerstad at second base. Didn't strike anybody out, didn't walk anybody. That was a simple line. But it makes way for Ribalta's second appearance this series for the 6'7", 245-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Santa Clara, Cuba. 12th-round draft selection by Washington in 2019. 9 appearances, a 2-1 record, a 2.38 ERA. He faces Mark Closevary. Runner at second, two away in the top of the eighth. First pitch home, and Closevary fouls it off. Lifts a low fastball out of play behind home plate, and the count starts out at nothing and one. 1-for-3 day for Closevary. Struck out looking in the first. Hit into a double play in the third. Doubled and scored the tying run in the sixth. With Kerstad, a very brief lead off of second base. 0-1 pitch, and a half-hearted swing and miss. Just a little bit of a wave on another fastball. This one up and in. It's nothing and two. Ribalta, 11 1/3 innings, 9 strikeouts, 7 walks. He's inherited 4 runners this season. None of them have scored. As Closevary calls for a quick time, Ribalta picked up the save back on Wednesday, the 3-2 Bay Sox loss. He came in and retired all 3 batters he saw in the ninth, 2 flyouts and a strikeout. He comes set here with runner at second, 2 outs. The 0-2 pitch to Closevary is popped up. Foul ground. Right side. Millis throws the mask away and only about 10 feet away from home plate, he makes the catch. So the Bay Sox get go-ahead run into scoring position, but strand him there. And we go to the bottom of the eighth, a 2-2 game. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Ram's Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Ram's Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capital Gold WNAV.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in Harrisburg. A 2-2 ball game as Jensen Elliott gets back to work. A little bit of defensive help got him through the seventh inning. After 2 walks and a stolen base, a double play kept him scoreless. He faces 3, 4, and 5 in the Senators lineup today. Just 2 hits amongst that trio. Blake Rutherford and Frankie Tostado each singled in the first inning. That's been it. After those two, it'll be Trey Harris to bat. Rutherford grounded out back to the mound in the third, flew out to left field in the fifth. That's been his day. Righty on lefty. First pitch in from Elliott. is off speed, too far down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Bay Sox put go-ahead run into scoring position in the eighth inning after a one-out single by Heston Kerstad and a ground out that pushed him ahead, but left him at second, 1-0 pitch. Changeup just missed a bit outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Elliott's been a bit up and down when it comes to his strike throwing so far. As he sends in the 2-0, and it's bounced to first. Kerstad waits and picks it on a high hop. Jogs to the bag himself after holding off Elliott. Don't want to exert too much effort on the pitcher. He's very valuable. And there's one away. Yeah, Elliott has thrown now 26 pitches. Only 11 of them have gone for strikes. Here's Frankie Tostado. 1-for-3 is mentioned. Hit into a double play that ended the fifth inning. The Bay Sox have turned 3 double plays today. First pitch. And it's called a strike. Off speed, just hits the outside half of the plate, and it's nothing and one to start. Second time this season that the Bay Sox have turned 3 double plays in the same game. Happened last week, too. 0-1 pitch. Bounced to first again, but foul. What a much slow roller, and it just pulled a little bit to the right side. Already nothing in two. Elliott comes set once again. Bases empty, one out. 0-2 pitch. Check swing, curveball down. Did he go? No. Third base umpire making the call on that one. It's a ball and two strikes. This late in the contest, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't thinking about the concept of a walk-off loss. The 1-2 pitch. Misses high a fastball. It's two balls and two strikes. And you could call me a Debbie Downer if you please, but recall, I'm just big on trends and big on following the history. And the Bay Sox have a lengthy history with walk-off losses. The 2-2 pitch. Down and in a fastball. Elliott started ahead, nothing in two, and it's now run full on Tostado. The Bay Sox have suffered a walk-off loss on all but one road trip since the start of last season. The 3-2 pitch. Line to second and grabbed on a bounce by Romero with a diving stop. He throws to first, and it's in time. 4-3 putout. Great play on a 103-mile-an-hour batted ball by Tostado. Romero has been a big game changer today. Solo home run, good movement at second, and there's two away. Since the start of the 2022 season, the only road trip where the Bay Sox did not suffer at least one walk-off loss was at this ballpark. First pitch to Trey Harris. Misses down. It's 1-0 to start. That was the series in which the Bay Sox swept Harrisburg in 6 games. That was when the Death Star was fully operational. 1-0 pitch. Called a strike. Fastball upper inside corner. And it's 1-1. Connor Norby was leading off. Smacking home runs left and right, especially to right center. Colton Cowser, Joey Ortiz were all playing well. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Misses down and away. Gets to the backstop. 2 balls and 1 strike. But aside from that individual series, the Bay Sox have suffered at least one walk-off loss in every road trip they have taken since the start of 2022. And that includes both road trips already this season. The opening series in Hartford and then in Altoona. 2-1 pitch misses down. It's 3-1 on Harris, who's 0-for-2 on the day with a walk. He struck out swinging in the first, grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. The 3-1 pitch, and a liner right back to Elliott. There's your play of the game. Elliott had to extend that glove arm just a little bit away from his dismount, and he pulls it out of the air to give the Bay Sox a chance to take the lead in the top of the ninth. We'll be back with that frame in just a second, a 2-2 game on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new Rofo Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the Rofo Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new Rofo Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new Rofo Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Well, as always, welcome into FNB Field in Harrisburg. So glad you're stopping by for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball, as right now we've got a good one. 2-2 in the top of the ninth inning as Bowie and Harrisburg see who's going to get a chance at this series. Harrisburg wins today, then they'll have secured the series. If Bowie wins, they'll have a chance to force a series split tomorrow. John Rhodes leads off for the Bay Sox in the top of the ninth as Orlando Ribalta continues on the mound in relief. First pitch is called a strike. Upper inside corner, and it's nothing and one to start. Rhodes, Dante Williams, Billy Cook to bat. RBI double for Rhodes in the sixth inning. Tied the game at two, and we've been stuck there since. As the next pitch in from Ribalta is floated out toward short. Great grab on one low hop by Valera. He charges the throw to first, and it beats out Rhodes just by a step and a half, 6-3. Dante Williams will bat. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning, Wanderson Charles will pitch for Bowie. Jensen Elliott, two scoreless innings, around two walks. Made a great grab and a liner to end his outing. See if Charles is pitching for a Bay Sox win or to force extra innings. Dante Williams 0-3. First pitch is called a strike. Off speed in the lower inside corner. It's nothing and one to start. Williams struck out looking back in the second. He struck out swinging in the fourth, grounded out to first base in the sixth. Infield shaded on the pull side for the lefty, and the next pitch misses up and away. Fastball runs the count even at one ball and one strike. 2-2 ball game here in the top of the ninth. We've actually had some pretty close games this week. There's a 3-2 loss by Bowie on Wednesday as the 1-1 bounces in. Two balls and one strike. Balta was a heck of a serviceable reliever last season between single-A Fredericksburg and high-A Wilmington. Fires the next, and it misses high. Three balls and one strike. He was scoreless in 26 of 36 of his appearances. Got invited to the Arizona Fall League that season. 3-1 fouled off to the screen. Runs the count full on Williams. Second full count after he struck out looking. Nine walks, seven strikeouts for Williams on full counts this year. He calls for time quickly, and Ribalta will use the chance to kick some dirt off of the rubber. Tall right-hander sets. Holds it at the waist. Bases empty, one out, the payoff. Williams lasers a shot out toward deep center field. Hassel sprinting back, and it's over his head. He stretched out and couldn't bring it down. Williams cruises to second. He lost the helmet, and he's going to stop there. Great grab and throw in center field by Robert Hassel. Zipped it back to the infield to hold Williams at just two when he was clearly thinking about three. But it's a double for Williams, his fifth of the season, a three-game hit streak, as he represents a tying run in scoring position. Billy Cook to bat now as third base will play in. And Williams didn't touch first base. They just threw the ball to first, and Williams is ruled out. Oh, my goodness. So that's the second out of the inning. Kyle Moore is going to talk with the third base umpire about it a little bit, but it doesn't really seem like anyone is going to be putting up a big stink. That's a major momentum shift. We'll see if the Bay Sox can recover from that because, ooh, they have had tough times when it comes to bouncing back from hard changes like that. Now Kyle Moore is going to go over and talk with the first base umpire who made the ruling. I'm surprised he didn't do so as soon as the call came through. He waited for Dante Williams to get back into the dugout. So now Kyle Moore is going to go over and talk. And let's see what comes of this. I can't imagine that there's going to be, again, too much of a stink put up. And Andre, you're trying to watch it back, but I can't even imagine that they have much of that because usually in a scenario like this, they're following the ball. They're not following the runner rounding the bases. And admittedly, so was I. I can't have my eyes going in two different directions at once. If there's a ball in center field, I'm going to be watching the ball in center field. Right now, Kyle Moore is not even really making eye contact with the umpire. He's just looking down to try and process what's being told to him, and I respect that. It's usually a good way to really listen to understand instead of listen to respond, and he understands what he's been told. He heads back to his position at third base. So that's going to be a very fun ruling. So in theory, that is an 8-1-3 putout. I think that's how it's supposed to be ruled. I could be wrong. But now here's Billy Cook with the bases empty. First pitch is swung on and missed. It's nothing and one to start. Cook had an infield single in the second inning. He's grounded out twice, once to second, once to third. But again, now the bases are empty with two outs instead of runner at second with only one out as it was looking to be. Next pitch misses down, and it's one ball and one strike. Yeah, this is going to take a little bit of time for them to sort out and give us the complete and accurate description in the game tracking website. As the 1-1 to Cook is popped up. High fly on the infield. Left side, Valera doesn't see it in the lights. Who's got it? The third baseman, Sanchez, saves the day. Skims to his left at the last moment and makes the catch. Bay Sox go down in order despite what appeared to be a one-out double. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Bowie looks to avoid being walked off for the third time this season. We'll be back after this. A 2-2 game on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. Get the weekend started on the 19th with another glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. Don't miss out on another spectacular fireworks show on Saturday the 20th. And on Sunday the 21st, it's Bark in the Park. With every ticket purchased, your four-legged friend can join for free. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Today's music.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, the Bowie Bay Sox will look for extra innings this evening in Harrisburg as we move to the bottom of the ninth, tied at two. Wanderson Charles takes over on the mound for the Bay Sox to try and send us to the 10th. Jensen Elliott is done following two scoreless innings. Elliott had an identical line to Cade Stroud. They each fired two innings without a hit and without a strikeout, while each walking two batters. As Charles takes over, 6'4", 250-pound right-hander. Minor league free agent signed December of last year, formerly in Oakland. Faces Drew Millis, Leonel Valera, and Jackson Clough. Millis 0-for-1 with two walks, first pitch. And he lines it to short right to Anthony Servideo. A quick snap down by his right knee. He makes the grab. And one away to get started here in the ninth. That was a 97-mile-an-hour heater right down Broadway. That was about as good of a start that either side could have asked for, because, I mean, hey, Millis probably would have liked to see a pitch like that to open up his appearance, and Charles obviously wanted a quick line drive out. Here's Valera. First pitch into the right-hander, and it's called a strike at the knees. Good off-speed, and it's nothing and one to start. Charles, four appearances in the season, 3 2/3 innings. He is not allowed a run. 8 strikeouts, 3 walks. 2-2 ball game in the bottom of the ninth. Next pitch. Line drive into shallow center. Great jump by Williams, and he runs it down to make the catch at the chin. 3 pitches for Wandis and Charles, and he's already collected 2 outs. Just as the Bay Sox might have been demoralized a little bit by that base-running blunder of Dante Williams's in the ninth inning, Wandis and Charles is coming in and hopefully trying to reinvigorate them, get them some good feeling going into a potential 10th inning. Here's Jackson Clough, first pitch. Watch his fastball called for strike, lower inside corner. It's nothing in one. Clough, responsible for all of Harrisburg's offense today. 2-run home run back in the second inning. 2-2 here in the ninth. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 98. Down and away. It's nothing in two. 5 pitches for Charles. All strikes. See if he can get the perfect frame and send us to the 10th. 0-2. Cracked bat floated out towards shallow right center. It's going to be in right for John Rhodes to make the catch. That's a quick inning, a perfect inning for Wandis and Charles. We go to the 10th. Billy Cook starts at second base for Bowie. A 2-2 game on Capital Gold WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Tenth inning baseball here at FNB Field in Harrisburg as the Bowie Bay Sox and Harrisburg Senators sit tied at 2. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The Bay Sox are 0-2 in extra inning games this season, while the Senators are 1-1. Bowie has not played an extra inning game since... Altoona? Actually, we usually have these things on hand. I don't know why I didn't even pull it up to start the game. But Billy Cook will start against a new pitcher. No, it was Akron, that series finale against Akron back in mid-April. That was a while ago. So Billy Cook will start at second base. Jacob Teeter will lead off against Tim Cate on the mound. Left-hander replaces Orlando Ribalta, who fired 1 1/3 innings, scoreless ball, no strikeouts, no walks. He was aided by a peculiar play in which Dante Williams had hit a double, in quotes, and got thrown out at first base for failing to touch the bag. But now the left-hander Kate takes over to face the lefty Teeter. Tim Kate, 6'1", 185-pound, 25-year-old lefty from Manchester, Connecticut. Teeter on the day, 0-3. First pitch in, and he bounces it slowly, foul, first base side. Nothing in one to start. Bay Sox are not going to keep the lefties rolling. Anthony Servideo was set to bat following Teeter. Then Nolberth Romero, Zach Watson is on deck for Bowie. He's the only right-hander on the bench right now. 0-1 to Teeter. And he bounces it to first fair this time. Call it a sacrifice bunt if you feel, as it's going to advance Billy Cook to third base. A 3 unassisted putout. There's one away with Watson coming up to bat. So Servideo will finish his day 0-3 with a flyout and 2 groundouts. We'll just have to see how the defense plays out around this change, because I don't really see Zach Watson playing shortstop. No offense to him, but I like seeing him in center field more often. The umpire really having a bit of confusion when it comes to just this very simple pinch hitter. Watson hitting .261 this season, 4 homers, 16 runs batted in. He's had some tough numbers against lefties, though. 185 against southpaws, 295 against righties. Infield plays in. First pitch, Watson watches fastball, called for strike, top half of the plate. It's nothing and one to start. Watson went 2-for-4 yesterday with a single, a double, and a run scored. He's got hits in 3 consecutive games for the Bay Sox. As Kate drops to the waist, fires the 0-1 offering, and Watson watches it bounce in. Good cover by Drew Millis, 1-1. 9 appearances on the season for Tim Cade, an 0-2 record, a 3.18 ERA, 11 1/3 innings, 10 strikeouts, 5 walks. He's allowed a home run. Right-handers, though, hit him at a whip of 2.05. That's why Bowie is bringing in the righty. 1-1 pitch. Watson watches fastball, called for strike. Lower inside corner at 93. And it's 1-2. 2-2 ball game here in the top of the 10th inning. Watson not wasting any time. Right foot on the back end of the batter's box. And the 1-2 pitch in from Kate. Bounces in again. Millis having to shift over to his left side and get up out of his squat to keep it in front of him. Runs the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cook at third base after Teeter grounded out to advance him to third. The free runner placed at second to start the inning. The 2-2 into Watson is swung on and missed for strike 3. High fastball. That's exactly what Kate needed. His first strikeout, 8th overall for Harrisburg pitching, and now Nolberth Romero will try and give Bowie at least something of a cushion going into the bottom of the 10th. In the home half of the frame, Jackson Clough will start at second base. He's got wheels with a stolen base on the books today. And if Bowie doesn't score here, he would represent a winning run. First pitch, Romero floats it to first, and it's grabbed in the air by Tostado. Bowie goes down in order in the 10th. They strand the free runner at third, and they'll try to avoid being walked off for the third time this season when we return. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
It's a tightrope for Wandus and Charles as we move into the bottom of the 10th inning here in Harrisburg. A 2-2 game with a free runner placed at second base. Charles faces off against Jose Sanchez, Robert Hassel, and Yasiel Antuna with Jackson Clough at second. First pitch. It's called a strike upper inside corner. Kobe Mayo is about 10 feet down the line on the grass. But there was no show of bunt from Sanchez, who's 0-for-1 with two walks. Defensive changes for Bowie after Zach Watson came in as a pinch hitter in the last half inning. We'll tell you about them in a second. As the 0-1 pitch, now the show of bunt. He goes for it, but comes in on a pitch low. Appeal to the base umpire, says he went around, and it's quickly nothing and two. Zach Watson stays in the game in left field. Billy Cook was in left field. He goes to second base. Nolberth Romero was at second base. He goes to shortstop, replacing Anthony Servidio. Another show of bunt with two strikes, and he bunts it foul. Jose Sanchez tried to sneak it up as Kobe Mayo had gone back to a regular defensive positioning, and a low changeup from Wandus and Charles went back to the screen. That's a strikeout. Such a risky play, you don't even see it anymore in the game. And that's exactly why. So one away now, runner still at second. Here's Robert Hassel. That's a winning run still, though. First pitch, and Hassel watches off-speed, missed too far outside. It's 1-0 to start. 0-for-3 day for Hassel. Flew out to left field in the first, bounced into a double play in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. He walked in the seventh and was on the front end of a different double play. Bowie has turned three of them today. 1-0 pitch, fastball, down and inside. Two balls and no strikes. But again, very little room for Wandus and Charles to play with here. As the 2-0 is swung on and pieced into the mitt of the catcher. Fastball at 98 outside. Two balls and one strike. If the Bay Sox can force the 11th inning, Heston Kerstad would lead off. The 2-1 pitch. Bounced off of home plate, foul. Two balls and two strikes. Kerstad would lead off, and Nolberth Romero would be the tying run at second base. Or the free runner, I should say. I usually call it the tie-breaking runner. I've been trying to switch it to saying free runner because sometimes that runner is put there when it's not a tie game. It's all very confusing. I don't think there's, even to this day, years after the rule's been implemented, there's not been a consensus on what to name that runner. 2-2 pitch. Too far outside. And it runs the count full. The Bay Sox could, if they wanted to, make Cesar Prieto that free runner at second base if this game goes to the 11th inning. He could easily slot into shortstop, replacing Romero. Time called. Charles had come set. He steps off the back of the rubber now as home plate umpire grants time to Hassel. First plate appearance for Hassel in extra innings this season. It's his second full count of the game after walking in the seventh. 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him with a high fastball at 98. Might have gotten a piece, but it's a strikeout either way. Back-to-back punch-outs for Wandus and Charles. Gives Bowie a chance to go to the 11th. Just needs to sit down Yasiel Antuna. Switch hitter will bat lefty. 0-for-3 day for Antuna. A walk in the fifth. First pitch. And he bounces it to third. Mayo charges, gloves, transfers, throws low, and it scoots by. Clough rounds third and scores. A walk-off error. The Bay Sox are served their third walk-off loss of the season and their third extra inning loss. Tonight's final, Harrisburg 3, Bowie 2. Andre will get you Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. We're back after this on Capital Gold WNAV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, a tough one to swallow for the Bay Sox tonight. They drop their fourth of five to the Harrisburg Senators, and they lose this one in extra innings. Just when you thought we were going to see an 11th inning, an error on the last play of the game allowed Harrisburg to walk it off 3-2 tonight over Bowie. We're still getting exact confirmation on the error. You have to assume it went to Kobe Mayo on the throw. It was a low throw to the first baseman, Eston Kerstad, that could not be picked, and it allowed Harrisburg to walk it off by a 3-2 final. We'll be into Bay Sox postgame. We'll go through the entire game as Bowie nearly battled back tonight to get the win, but instead falls to 9-21 on the season before we take a look around the rest of the Eastern League and Orioles system and preview tomorrow's series finale. But looking at today's game, an opportunity for the Bay Sox to reverse fortunes from what happened to them on Friday night here in Harrisburg. Bowie had blown a 2-0 lead and lost 3-2 late. It was the Bay Sox that fell behind early today. And it was an interesting situation coming into this one with Chase McDermott on the mound for the Bay Sox, one of their better arms and one of the best strikeout arms in the Eastern League this season. McDermott had been sharp in each of his last two outings against Erie last week, but you could tell early on the sharpness was not there. Pair of base runners in the first inning from Harrisburg, both left stranded. But then McDermott walked the leadoff man in the second. Lionel Valera then hit into a fielder's choice and reached. And that brought up Jackson Clough, somebody we hadn't seen a lot of. Only made one appearance in the series, and this was his first start. And with his first swing of the bat, he had Harrisburg on their way.
1-2 pitch. Fastball smoked out to deep right field. This one is gone. Jackson Clough hits his second home run of the season, a two-run blast. And it's 2-0 Senators here in the second.
The blast from Clough at Harrisburg again, off and running, off to a 2-0 lead. But to McDermott's credit, he bent but did not break, and he limited the damage, as he has so many times this season, even without his best stuff, to just the one frame. He did allow some traffic on the base paths. In his final inning in the fourth, Harrisburg had the bases loaded, but he got a big strikeout of Robert Hassel to limit it there. McDermott went four innings, allowed four hits, two earned runs on four walks and four strikeouts through 78 pitches, 42 of them for strikes. So not his best stuff, but the offense backed him up after a strong showing from the Bay Sox bullpen as well. Bowie would get the bats going. Let's flip things around in the top half of the third, responding to Harrisburg taking the 2-0 lead. It was Nolberth Romero.
3-1, hammer out toward deep left field. Harris looks back, there it goes. Nolberth Romero says goodbye. His first double-A home run is a leadoff shot here in the third. Bay Sox get one back. It's 2-1.
400-foot shot for Romero, who has slowly adopted himself to the double-A game and starting to see the ball a lot better. It was a solo shot for him to make it a 2-1 game against Alamo Hernandez, who got the spot start tonight for Harrisburg. And despite his 9 ERA at the high A level coming into tonight, pitched pretty well. Only allowed the one earned run on the homer, 3 hits across 4 frames, a walk and 4 strikeouts. He did his part for Harrisburg. Then Bowie got into the bullpen, and Carlos Romero, after a clean 4th inning, came out in the 5th and looked like he was going to do the same, and he did, until the 6th inning, when he allowed back-to-back doubles with 2 outs, and that allowed Bowie to tie the game, the second one of those coming from John Rhodes. 240 hitter with runners in scoring position, but he has 11 batted in. Next pitch, hit down the right field line, fair ball, kicks past the third baseman, Sanchez. Colesberry will score standing, Rhodes into second base, it's an RBI double. Back-to-back doubles for Bowie with 2 outs, and the Bay Sox tie the game at 2 here in the top half of the 6th. Good to have John Rhodes back in the lineup for Bowie. He has been a big bat for them in terms of run production, and he drove in the tying run in the 6th inning. Then it became a battle of the bullpens, and you got to give credit to some of these Bay Sox relievers, because we've been talking about how Bowie as a pitching staff has struggled in the back end of those tandems. Well, their shorter leverage relievers did very well today. Cade Stroud, 2 innings, worked around a couple of walks and kept Harrisburg off the board. Then Jensen Elliott, who's been one of their higher leverage arms out of the bullpen, still has not allowed an earned run this season. 2 shutout frames for him, each working around a couple of walks. And Wanderson Charles did his part in the 9th inning. Bay Sox had a couple of opportunities late on to try to get a run across, but mistakes, again, crept into their game, most notably in the top of the 9th inning, where Dante Williams looked to have hit a one-out double, but he did not touch first base, and so he was erased on the play and retired before Billy Cook would pop out to end the inning. It looked like Williams was going to be out there in scoring position with one out, representing the go-ahead run of the 9th. But because of that mistake, the game went to extras after a 1-2-3 frame from Wanderson Charles in the bottom half. So Bowie gets that special courtesy runner at second base. They're unable to plate him, despite Jacob Teeter pushing him over to third with his ground out to start the frame. It was a pinch hit appearance from Zach Watson, who struck out, and then Nolberth Romero had an inside-out swing blooped over to the first baseman Tostado that ended the frame. Bowie's unable to plate the run. Wanderson Charles nearly got them out of it. Jose Sanchez tried to bunt to lead off the frame to get the runner to third. He struck out trying to bunt an 0-2 pitch, bunting it foul, before Robert Hassel struck out as well. And it looked like Wanderson Charles was going to get Bowie to the 11th inning. And then a ground ball to third baseman Kobe Mayo. Plouffe, the second runner, or the runner out at second, running with 2 outs. And then Mayo's throw got away from Kerstad, and that would end the game.
First pitch. And he bounces it to third. Mayo charges, gloves, transfers, throws low, and it scoots by. Clough rounds third and scores a walk-off error. The Bay Sox are served their third walk-off loss of the season and their third extra inning loss. Tonight's final, Harrisburg 3, Bowie 2.
So the Bay Sox fall to 9-21 on the season following the loss. Final lines for you. Bowie, 2 runs on 6 hits. They made 1 error, a costly one that cost them the game. Harrisburg, 3 runs on just 4 hits, no errors. Bowie has continued to out-hit Harrisburg in every game in this series, but they just have not had the same run production as the Senators. 3 runs on just 4 hits for Harrisburg. They got the job done, and the Bay Sox left 5 stranded on base. Harrisburg, 7. The win goes to Tim Cade. He goes to 1-2 on the season. Wanderson Charles gets the loss, his first decision as a member of the Orioles organization, dropping to 0-1. No save, and a game played in front of 4,965 fans here at FMB Field in Harrisburg, and took 2 hours 42 minutes to complete. When we come back here on Bay Sox postgame, we'll take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, and also the rest of the Orioles system, before we preview tomorrow's series finale. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Back on Bay Sox postgame here from FMB Field in Harrisburg as Bowie Falls tonight walked off in the bottom of the 10th inning, 3-2 to the Harrisburg Senators. Let's take a look around the rest of the Eastern League and see how action transpired. Most of the games already final, just one game currently going on right now. It's the top of the 9th inning. Reading leads New Hampshire 4-1 as the Fightins look to hang on for that victory at home. The rest of the games all final today as Portland fell to Somerset 6-2 as the Patriots move within half a game of first place in the Northeast Division. Hartford takes down Binghamton despite a 5-run fourth inning from the Rumble Ponies. They fall 6-5 at home today. The Yard Goats move to 17-14 on the season. Erie has won 5 straight against Richmond. They take down the Flying Squirrels 4-2 to move into first place in the Southwest Division. They are half game up on Richmond, finishing their series tomorrow. Altoona was able to take down Akron after a brief rain delay opened that one. The Curve hang on for a 5-4 win over the Rubber Ducks as well. Around the rest of the Orioles system right now, Baltimore holding on to a 2-0 lead against Pittsburgh. How about the start from Tyler Wells? 7 one-hit shutout innings, walk 2, struck out 8 as Baltimore looks to move to 26-13 on the season. At AAA, the Norfolk Tides are up 12-7 in a shootout in Jacksonville. A couple of big lines tonight. Colton Cowser, 3-for-3 out of the leadoff spot with a double. 4 RBIs as well for Josh Lester. The Rule 5 acquisition from this past winter sometimes flies under the radar on that talented prospect pool. But he's 2-for-3 with a home run and 4 driven in. Shane Fontana also have a pair of hits and 3 RBIs as well. At the high A level, Aberdeen currently down 3-2 late on in their contest with Hudson Valley. Jackson Holliday 1-for-3, T.T. Bowens 0-for-3 as well, but does have a run scored as High A Aberdeen looks to rally. At the single A level, Delmarva, they fell 5-4 tonight despite a 1-for-4 performance from catching prospect Samuel Basayo, launching a 2-run homer in that defeat. But at the double A level, the Bay Sox do fall tonight 3-2 to move to 9-21 on the season. Bowie will try to salvage a second win in this series. For tomorrow's Sunday afternoon contest, Mother's Day here from Harrisburg, as the Bay Sox wrap up their 6-game set with the Senators. It's a 1 p.m. first pitch. Houston Roth gets the baseball for Bowie. 0-1 so far this season with a 4.82 ERA. It's a second start of the series for Jackson Rutledge, the right-hander who Bowie saw on Tuesday and got the win for Harrisburg. Now 3-1 on the season with a 3.21 ERA. Bay Sox will be looking to get back right. You can join us at 12:40 for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show before Matt Sabatis and I'll have the call. But for now, we're signing off from FNB Field in Harrisburg. Once again, our final score. Bay Sox fall tonight to the Harrisburg Senators 3-2 in 10 innings. We thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.